Listen to over 150 radio stations.
We don't want to cut off our nose to spite our face.
On the CBS News Early Show, White House Economic Advisor Christina Romer responded to critics who believe the system should shake out on its own.
I don't think we have time to wait. So I think it is important for us to try to jumpstart this market.
Still hanging over it all, public outrage over the AIG bonuses. The president now has clear doubts about the congressional drive for a 90% tax on those payouts.
We can't govern out of anger. We've got to try to make good decisions based on the facts.
The administration sees constitutional and legal roadblocks to taxing the bonuses. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
As Peter indicated, people are in the mood to cut corporations who've taken billions in bailout money much slack, especially on the issue of executive bonuses. CBS News Director of Surveys, Sarah Dutton.
Three-quarters of Americans, fully 77%, think that the government should try to recover the bonus money that was paid by AIG to its employees.
Well, investigators today will be trying to determine why a single-engine plane crashed into a cemetery near the airport in Butte, Montana yesterday, killing seven adults and seven children on board. The plane was on a flight from California to Bozeman, Montana. Along the way, the pilot scrapped his flight plan and headed for Butte. Kenny Gulick watched the plane come down.
Next thing I knew, he hit the trees in the graveyard, and this big ball of fire shot up right next door to the airport.
There's not much left, says Christy Dunks of the National Transportation Safety Board.
We have a pretty badly damaged wreckage out there.
CBS News correspondent Hattie Kaufman says it appears some of the victims were young children.
According to the pilot that I talked to last night, they can reconfigure the seats, but to hold a dozen at most. They're assuming that, or at least that pilot assumed that some of these kids were held on laps of adults.
A FedEx cargo plane trying to land at Tokyo's Narita Airport crashed in a ball of flame today, killing both the American pilot and co-pilot. Investigators think wind shear may have been a factor in the accident. The plane was on a flight from Changzhou, China. If it succeeds, it would be a major medical breakthrough. What are British researchers working on? CBS News reporter Vicky Barker has the story from London.
Limitless quantities of uninfected synthetic blood available for transfusions in 3 years. British doctors are starting work this week using embryonic stem cells left over from IVF treatments. This is a race the U.S. could have won. Last year, an American team announced it had been able to produce an early version of the artificial blood, but the work got sidelined by the Bush administration's restrictions on stem cell research. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Well, the shovels and sandbags are out along the Red River in Minnesota and North Dakota. Officials are pleading for volunteers in the face of forecasts that warn of serious flooding by the end of the week. The river is already 3 feet above flood stage. In Oakport Township along the river just north of Fargo, Chairman Greg Anderson says residents must be prepared.
Everybody needs to have a plan for evacuation. You have to have that in the back of your mind. If this goes to what they say it could go, if the rain does what it could do, you have to have a place to go.
Alaska's Mount Redoubt is blowing its top. Geologists say there have been four eruptions since late last night at the volcano about 100 miles southwest of Anchorage. John Power with the Alaska Volcano Observatory says he expects more of the same.
We would expect to see perhaps additional eruptive events like this over the next 12 to 24 hours, certainly. And beyond that, it's anybody's guess.
Now, geologists say the eruptions have kicked ash nearly 10 miles into the atmosphere. Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
An AM 760 local news update. Finally, some moisture.
We're looking for still some heavy snow in the mountains, 10 to 20 inches.
Meteorologist Frank Cooper with the National Weather Service saying northeastern Colorado and the plains might also get a few inches that could combine with strong winds to create blizzard conditions. Here in the metro area, no accumulation expected from rain mixed with snow today. New York police releasing little information in their investigation into the death of former KOA reporter and talk show host George Weber. Weber found stabbed to death in his Brooklyn apartment yesterday morning. He was a 12-year veteran at ABC Radio in New York, WABC that is, and worked at KOA in the late 80s and early 90s. Sports: Avs lose to the San Jose Sharks 3-1, and the first weekend of the NCAA tournament is in the books. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
where the roads around Denver and Boulder, they're both going to be wet and sloppy this morning due to overnight precipitation. The rain turns to snow at the higher elevations along I-70 as you're making your way to and through Summit County. Sounds like there are at least a couple different slide-off accidents once you get west of Georgetown. One of them's near Bakerville, the other one just after Loveland. Snow is also falling south of Castle Rock towards Monument along I-25. But the good news is, not really sticking to the pavement could kind of affect visibility. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hey, it's Ed Schultz, and this is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net. By the way, Bill Press, no intellectual giant.
I enjoyed his company. He had a warmth and brash humor that made up for his constant references to a former L.A. life. The retinue of women who supposedly still called him long distance every night, his past football exploits, the celebrities he knew.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Out of many, we are one. That while we breathe, we hope. And where we are met with cynicism and doubt, and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. The Bill Press Show. That's right. Bill's not here right now. I am normally Bill's producer, sitting behind the glass, pushing the buttons. I am Peter Ogburn, sitting in for Bill. Bill is out of town in a little bit of business. Normally, Rich Masters sits in.
Business?
A little bit of business.
Business?
Business. Did I say...
Business or business?
We're on Capitol Hill, man.
Oh, okay. All right.
And speaking of Capitol Hill...
Yeah, I just want to... let me get to this before you... joining us for this hour... is the mayor of Capitol Hill, the unofficial mayor of Capitol Hill.
Good morning.
Wood Yee, nice to see you.
Thank you, sir.
I'm so
nice
glad you came
here.
In. Yes, indeed. Bill's boyfriend, Woody, came in to sit in with us for the last hour of the program. We're very excited to have him. Running the board is Dan Henning. Mr. Henning, how are you?
Hi.
Oh, clocking in for work, apparently. Hello, what was that? And screening your calls, of course... my favorite immigrant, Stevie Lee Webb. Stevie, how are you?
What do you want? What is it now?
That's Stevie says to me, by the way, he's constantly asking, oh, do you want some coffee? Do you need anything? You're just so miserable today. I'm not miserable.
Well, you know, you're the host. We're supposed to suck up to you and make sure that you have everything readily available.
Is that what you do to Bill? Is that the model?
No eye contact. No eye contact. Don't look at me when you talk to me, please.
Yes, sir, Mr. Ogburn. Yes, sir, Mr. Ogburn.
Thank you.
We shine his shoes while he's on the air.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, get him his coffee and his tea. And
thank you for the coffee, by the way. I love that. I feel much better.
Yes, sir, Mr. Ogburn. Yes, sir.
Well, I appreciate all the phone calls last hour on the Barack Obama joke, the Special Olympics joke. I didn't get a chance to mention, if you want to send us an email on that topic, go to BillPressShow.com, where you can also buy a lovely new mug, the Barack Obama Bill Press. Bill's calling it an inaugurational mug. I mean, the inauguration is kind of old news. So it's the Barack Obama celebratory mug. We're celebrating Barack Obama and the Bill Press Show. What better way to have your morning coffee than with Bill Press and
it makes me
Barack
perky.
Obama? You perky all the time, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
So over the weekend, the Media Research Center had a big awards dinner. Here's what they do. Listen to how funny this is. They do a dishonor award. Hilarious, right? Who presented the dishonor award this year? None other than Joe the Plumber. Now, I need to set this up because this is clearly a right-wing operation. And so they trot out Joe the Plumber. Now, first of all, his opening remarks are pretty crazy. But what I love most about this is listen to the music that they're playing as they're introducing him. So here he comes up to the stage.
Hey, thank you guys. Got all this love in the room and everything. I'm horny.
That's a good line.
Okay.
I'll give him that. It's a good line.
I'm not a fan.
Why aren't you a fan? You think it's funny? I mean, it's kind of funny. I don't like him.
Him. Why won't he just disappear?
That's a good question.
That's all I want. I just want him to go away. I never want to hear those three words again.
Joe the Plumber. Sorry, I said it right there.
I said don't say it again.
By the way, stay tuned in about half an hour, so a little less than half an hour, we have Roy Zimmerman. And I said this earlier, I have a very high schlock meter for bad political humor. This guy's really good. He's a singer, songwriter, satirist. He's hilarious. You get a real kick out of him. So we'll talk to Roy Zimmerman coming up. We're also going to be talking to Sandra Westfall, the Washington Bureau Chief for People Magazine, coming up. But first...
is the Full Court Press.
On this Monday, some other headlines making news. Simon Cowell is serious about his deep, dark, golden tan. ContactMusic.com reports the music mogul...
He's not that tan, is he?
He's got some color. For a British guy, he's got some color.
Yeah, look at Stevie, for God's sake. He's translucent.
Well, he's recently... He recently spent a mint renovating his L.A. home and spared no expense when it came to tanning machines. He has a full-length body bed installed along with a separate smaller device specifically just for his face.
Oh,
so not
face.
One.
Oh, face. Yeah, but, that's where I was going with that.
Another two of those octuplets.
Lots of suntan lotion, please. Don't let it get burnt.
Two more octuplets have gone home. Mela and Naria, they were taken home over the weekend. If you're keeping track now, that's four
Narnia?
Of eight Narnia. Home, along with the original six, and four are still at the Kaiser Permanente Medical Center. It was a big scene, of course. Cops had to set up a roadblock for Nadia to get the kids home to keep the paparazzi away.
Is she breastfeeding all eight?
I doubt it.
And best ratings in the last 4 years for President Barack Obama's appearance on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno last Thursday night. The last time Leno's ratings were that good was for a tribute that he did to Johnny Carson back in January of 2005. Jay's best ever numbers, by the way, were back after the Seinfeld finale in May of 1998. He scored a 12 share that year, and this year's average is currently around a 4.
Well, I'm sorry, tell me again what the share was for the Obama show?
For the Obama, they didn't give me the actual numbers. Okay. It was just okay. The best since 05.
What are they hiding?
Yes. Well, thank God we have him as president and not John McCain. Because not only would we have had John McCain, we would have had his running mate, Sarah Palin.
Oh, I see where you got
that. That's golden segue.
Nice transition, my friend.
Thank you very much. Sandra Westfall is the Washington Bureau Chief for People Magazine. She joined the program once before, and we loved her so damn much, we brought her back. Sandra, how are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Good morning. Thanks so much for joining us. So People Magazine this week talks about the Palin family, Sarah Palin, Bristol Palin, and the would-be member of the Palin family, Levi Johnston. So I want to start out right off the bat. So Bristol now has, what is he? I guess he's 3 months old now, the baby?
He was born in December, so yep. He's still an infant.
My South Carolina math is right. I would say he's about 3 months mm-hmm. old. So how is Bristol and how is the baby?
Well, Bristol is, she's just broken up with her boyfriend, which, yeah. Normally wouldn't be considered news, but when it's Sarah Palin, anything involving that family captivates people and people readers. So she's broken up with the boyfriend. I guess that was a while ago, and, she's trying to finish her high school degree. She's scheduled to graduate in May. And then she's going to go on to college. So she's working at her classes, and we're told she's at the gym every once in a while. She gets some me time, which is always hard for a mother, let alone a teenage mother, single mom. She's living with her dad up in Wasilla. Her mom is down in Juneau with the legislative
sure.
session.
Let me ask you a quick question, because you mentioned something that I hadn't heard before about how she's going to college. Do we know where she's going to college?
We don't. A friend of hers told us that she was going to the University of Alaska at Anchorage. I couldn't confirm that, but staff of Governor Palin thought that that was likely to be the case, and she's thinking about studying nursing. But somehow she's going to make that work, and she's got aunts and grandmothers and her sister and her father all help take care of baby Tripp. So she just might be able to pull it off.
We called this, by the way, before the convention when they mentioned that she was in the family way. And we said as soon as this baby comes and as soon as McCain loses the election, Levi Johnson was going to head for Z Hills. How long have they been broken up? Because it seemed like he didn't wait too long for the presidential campaign loss to hit the road.
Yeah, you know, well, Levi wasn't very eager to share a whole lot of details.
Really?
I think Good Morning America actually stopped him in his truck as he was headed to hockey practice or something. And all he said was that it's been a while. You know, certainly he was living with the Palins right after the baby was born. He was living in their home in Wasilla.
What was breakfast like there? Can you imagine?
You did this to her.
But it's because at that time he was probably home alone with the father, because Sarah was down in Juneau. So, yeah, home alone with dad.
That's the last dad place I want to be. So one thing that has come up is they obviously will be tied together for life. They have a child together. Is there any chance of them getting back together? Because one of the reports that I heard, which I think is astonishing, is that the Palin family thought that Levi was white trash. So, yeah. I mean, is there any chance of them getting back together?
You know, it was Levi's sister, I think, that was quoted in one of the tabloids as saying that, and that really set the Palins off, as you can imagine, and they say that that's not true, and that they support having Levi as a presence in their grandson's life. He says he hopes that they, you know, maybe could get back together, but he's just not mature enough right now. So, you know, who knows? They're two high school kids, so get back together and break up again probably five more times. Much to the Palin's chagrin, because I think, you know, the governor would like to sort of have the story move on from her family. To some extent, she wants to be a disability advocate, and so, you know, we'll still hear her talk about baby Trig. And you mentioned the Leno show. You know, Obama made that unfortunate reference to Special Olympics, and Sarah Palin came right out of the gate firing off a statement about how insulting that was. Yeah. To our most special and precious citizens. So, you know, she really does want to be out there in the spotlight and a voice on the platform, just not about this, you know,
Sandra,
high school daughter.
Of all the failed vice presidential candidates, has Sarah Palin gathered more ink than all the others? It seems like there's this love affair.
Don't forget about Spiro Agnew.
he wasn't failed.
He wasn't failed, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to think. Let's see. John Kerry had John Edwards.
Oh, that's true. Edwards did get a lot of ink. He had a Commander Petra, a whole bunch of ink.
Yeah, in fact,
himself.
Some would argue he's still making headlines.
He's keeping the National Enquirer in a game.
Great point.
You know, and Clinton had Gore. Well, Lieberman, not so much. Yeah. But, yeah, Sarah Palin. Although, you know, they just did a survey, a national survey, on who people think is the leader of the GOP, and she ranked seventh.
Really? That's that low? I figured she would have been at least in the top three.
No, she ranked under Newt Gingrich, Michael Steele, and John Boehner.
Under John Boehner? That's the last place I want to be is under John Boehner.
Yeah, and John McCain is still, you know, most often ranked as the leader of the Republican Party. So she does have some work to do to be seen as, you know, a leading voice. And getting this sort of messy, you know, high school breakup thing kind of past her, I think, is what she's most interested in doing.
There's no question about it, though. She is going to at least make a run for the presidency next go-around, right?
You know, it looks that way. She has this political action committee that's going to report next month that it has several hundred thousand dollars already, which,
how many dresses is that?
Yeah.
For being 2 months old, that's a pretty good haul.
Yeah.
She has plans to attend the White House Correspondents' Dinner in May in Washington, which is a high-profile event. There's some conflicting reports about whether she's going to headline this big Republican dinner in Washington in June. But it looks like her people, at least, are positioning her, you know, to sort of make all the right moves to keep a foot in the door.
All right. Well, it's the profile on the Palins in this week's People magazine. I want to ask you one last question, because you talked about the Correspondents' Dinner, which is a big tradition here in Washington, D.C. Another big tradition is the Gridiron Dinner. Now, President Obama didn't get — that's another good segue — President Obama did not go. I just want to ask you, not about the details necessarily, but does this hurt Obama by not going, or how does this play out?
I got to tell you, as somebody who has gone before and sort of yawned my way
through
it. So
you've been to a Gridiron Dinner.
It's you know, a bunch of sort of reporters of a certain age dressed up in costume and trying to sing. It's
old white men, right? I mean, you could say.
Yeah. It's kind of, well, and Helen Thomas. It's kind of hokey.
Okay.
It's one of, I don't know, I think it's kind of hokey. It's a Washington tradition that I think he could have safely skipped. And it's just that's what they're doing. They're thumbing their nose at tradition and doing it their own way. We saw that with the formal dinner at the White House. You know, they mix up the China place settings, which
wow,
how dare
we're all aghast. But
wow,
official Washington is seeing how he does it his way.
Well,
so
it sounds like Joe Biden did a good job filling his shoes, though.
Yeah, he was pretty funny by all accounts. You know, joking about how Barack is too busy getting ready for Easter. He thinks it's all about him.
That's a good line. That's a really good line.
That whole Obama walking on water thing gets a few laughs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, Sandra, thanks so much for joining us. She's the Washington Bureau Chief for People Magazine. Go pick it up. Read the profile on the Palins inside. It's really interesting stuff. Thanks so much, Sandra.
Thanks. Hope to talk to you again.
Thanks so much. And we'll be right back. Peter.
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay. The judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says ribbit?
GoGreenFurnace.com?
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com. Tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10 till 2. 10 till 2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced college-educated part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 till 2. The time is now.
Three cheers for four-legged creatures. And for the moms who clean up the muddy footprints and cat food stuck on the floor. Because even though your kids said they would, you knew they wouldn't. So when they asked for a pet, you still said, bring it. You're why we made New Bounty, with 25% thicker quilts and more durability than before. New Bounty. To see if you can clean the mess with less, go to quickerpickerupper.com.
Hey, great tent! Got it at REI! They're a co-op! A what? You get an annual refund! Cool.
Just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out. Visit the REI Member Rewards Event. Members save 20% on camping, backpacking, and hiking gear. Offer ends March 29th. Visit your local REI or REI.com. REI. Find out. Offer for one full price item. Exclusions apply.
Donate to the MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on your Colorado income tax form. Your donation's anonymous. No gift is too small. Check off MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on the last page of your state tax form. Check a box. Change a life. It's easy.
Great. The selection is great, and you're bound to find something that you like. Plus, you get more bang for your auto buck. You know, you go buy a new car, oh, it smells great, and all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rocky's Auto's open Monday through Saturday, 9 until 9 in the evening, and drop by and see any of my friends at Rocky's. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. That's Rocky's Auto's at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
This is Ed McCaffrey. I'm talking today with Dr. Jennifer Clark, podiatrist and Goodfeet Medical Director. Dr. Clark, why do so many people today suffer from pain in their feet, heels, knees, and back? It seems to me the problem's much more widespread now than it was even a few years ago.
It's not your imagination, Ed. Over the past 15 years, shoe design changed. It used to be at least some arch support was built into every shoe. That's no longer the case. Today, there's very little arch support built into even the most expensive shoes. That's why people are hurting.
So even high-priced shoes won't relieve the pain?
Every day I talk with customers who've spent a bunch of money searching for the perfect shoe to help their plantar fasciitis. That's the bad news. The good news is Goodfeet Arch Supports bring an end to their search and their pain.
Just say Ed sent you and get 10% off your purchase at Goodfeet. Call 1-877-620-3338 for details. That's 1-877-620-FEET for Goodfeet, America's number one arch support.
In the world of fairy tales, Sleeping Beauty had three good fairies to protect her.
But in our world, protecting the beauty of the forest is the responsibility of everyone.
Listen well, all of you.
9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans and can be prevented.
We'll all pitch it. If humans can do it, so can we.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Log on to SmokeyBear.com to find out what you can do. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and on AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
This is the Bill Press Show. I'm Peter Ogren, sitting in for Bill Press. Today, Monday, March 23rd, 26 minutes after the hour, so if you have to be at work, you got 36 minutes to get there. If you have to be there at the top.
36?
34. Damn it.
No profanity.
34.
No profanity.
Anyway, if you haven't seen this, we've got it up on our website, BillPressShow.com, under today's links. Michael Steele has been obviously getting all kinds of grief from Republicans. Fake Republican Stephen Colbert called him out and issued a rap battle challenge. Here's Stephen Colbert taking on Michael Steele.
Hey, Mike Steele, gonna steal the mic with a flow so rich, it'll get a tax hike. Dropping rhymes so fine, they'll make you blush. And beat so fat, you could call them Rush. Oh, say, can you see by your mom's ugly face? We won't need Scalia to rule on this case. The chairman is missing. Call Nancy Grace and crank up the right-wing Republican base.
All right, not bad.
You better get a voucher because your rhymes are failing. Your game's a dying moose and I'm Sarah Palin.
Alright, so that's pretty good, right? He calls out Michael Steele. So then, in rap battles, you get a chance to come back.
The fairness doctrine of hip hop culture.
The fairness doctrine of hip hop culture. So then he gives Michael Steele a chance. Michael Steele doesn't show up, but Colbert helps him along.
Want to. Get ready to get knocked over. I have something to say. I'm not trying to play. Cut me a check for 25K. You want to help the people in my state? Great.
Because I'm a Republican, for goodness sake. The economy, the war, and issues that affect the poor. Go to the streets. That's really the heat of the meat. Bet on black and get it done. We got the black Republican. Grew up on 8th Street in D.C. Son, I've been a Republican since I was 17. I intend to run the RNC.
Go back to my base, getting up in their face. Democrats try to mix us up and get us off track. Okay, whatever. Because whack. The Democrats have got the swagger right now. Swagger right now. Swagger right now. Whatever. The Democrats represent deflation, stagnation, obfuscation, taxation, trafficking. Reality check here. Rush Limbaugh's an entertainer. Oops, my bad. Hush, hush. I like Rush. You know, I'm focused on the cash flow. Create the wealth. Not a stimulus bill. That's a bad, bad bill.
Drill, baby, drill.
So that's a pretty good segue for our next guest, Roy Zimmerman. And that's a phenomenal piece of editing, I have to say, as a person who does editing. Go to BillPressShow.com. Check out the full video with the clips of Michael Steele and everything. Roy Zimmerman, he's going to be joining us in studio, him and his guitar. He'll be here to sing some of his phenomenal political humor to you. Stay tuned. Roy Zimmerman on the Bill Press Show. We'll be right back.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and on AM760.net.
Volume is building for southbounders on I-25 as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland. We're also seeing more cars on 76. This is on the westbound side, starting right around 74th, taking you up to 270. Speeds are going to be running in the 40s and 50s through that stretch, adding a minute or two onto your drive. Now, as far as the surface streets go, they're going to be wet and sloppy, and the traffic lights there out at Parker and Havana treat that as a four-way stop. There's also a crash at that intersection. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Is your Harley experiencing a recession of its own? Mile High Harley-Davidson of Aurora and Parker has a huge selection of performance parts and...
Hey, Mr. Wright, I know you're out there, but do you know me? I'm tall, slender, and very active, especially in my career. But when I'm not at the office or entertaining clients, I'm spending quality time with my three adopted children. I enjoy reading, meditating, and traveling. I'm financially and emotionally stable, affectionate, witty, and very happy in life. You? Well, you're smart, witty, artistic, financially secure, and you think outside the box. You love kids and would make a great father because you're passionate, affectionate, and just as strong emotionally as you are physically. I know you're out there, Mr. Wright. We've both just been too busy to find each other.
Ignite Matchmaking is currently evaluating all candidates. Call now for your complimentary screening. The search for Mr. Wright is on. Call 303-929-7304 or visit online at ignitematchmaking.com. Once again, call 303-929-7304.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor, brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, the banquet.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a credit report is like an appetizer, just the first part of something good. But if you didn't order it from Identity Guard, you may discover that there's no more food showing up. You see, with Identity Guard, you get an entire banquet of 21st century tools and technologies. All this from the company that's already protected over 20 million people. And that's a lot of money not going into the hands of worldwide identity thieves. So, get Identity Guard today and settle in for a feast of identity theft protection.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault, a $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, we can usually repair it with our state-of-the-art resin without removing the windshield. About a half hour is all it takes. Plus, with most insurance plans, an elite safe flight repair is free. Yep, free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000. An elite safe flight takes care of everything with your insurer.
Elite repair, elite replace.
Can I have a price check on aisle... ma'am?
Yeah.
Don't look down, but there's a giant python wrapped around your leg.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's probably nothing.
Nothing? Shouldn't I don't know, like, call someone?
No, I don't have the time. I'm late as it is. If it keeps up, I haven't looked at.
Are you sure? That's a pretty big snake.
No, I'm fine. Thank you, though. You're very sweet.
You wouldn't ignore this, so why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly experiences numbness of the face, arm, or leg, or sudden trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, don't wait to get help. Call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and on AM760.net.
This is the official morning show of the Obama generation. Welcome to the Bill Press Radio Show. I am Peter Ogburn, normally Bill's producer, normally pushing the buttons. Today I am on the other side of the glass, leading the way, and God help us all. Joining me today is the mayor of Capitol Hill, Mr. Paul, Mr. Woody. Welcome to the Bill Press Show.
Good morning, Mr. Ogburn.
And pushing the buttons in there in my place is Dan Henning. Mr. Henning, how are you?
Hi there.
And we have a very special in-studio guest, one of my favorite guests. And I have to tell you something, and you'll see where I'm going with this. I think that there is so much bad political humor out there that we have a guy who is one of the best political satirists, humorists that I've ever seen. And you're welcome in the studio anytime. Ladies and gentlemen, Roy Zimmerman. Roy Zimmerman in the studio today. With his guitar. Roy, welcome to the show.
There's so much crap out there. And here's here he is.
But you have a big nice. You'll admit there's a lot of crap out there.
I mean, I know. It's true.
So smart, and you're so good, and you're such a talented guitar player.
You say political humor, and then you say a guitar comic, and then people go running, screaming. So, yeah.
But you do it so well, and it's so timely. I just want to start off right off the bat with a song. So we just played the Michael Steele, Stephen Colbert rap battle, including some of the Rush Limbaugh stuff.
Yeah.
So you have a Rush Limbaugh song for us, I hear.
I do, in fact. Yeah. Okay, here we go.
I'm excited to hear it.
I'm your biggest ditto head. I say everything you said.
When you die, then I'll be dead, but I'll still listen. No one can stop me. When you talk, I get a rush. I tell everybody shush. They all say I got a crush, like I'd have if you were atop me. You inspire me to quit Jiffy Lube and to go be a syndicated spokesman for uninformed xenophobia. Limbaugh, how low can you go? Limbaugh, how hard can you blow? As you oh so often tell us, the liberal media is jealous. Have you got a bridge to sell us? 'Cause that's something I'd like to buy whole, with a straw dog as your guide and your red herring by your side. Well, your mind is open wide, and by mind I guess I meant pie hole. Oh, and thanks for teaching me how to cleverly dodge any inconvenient questions of racism and misogyny. Limbaugh, how low can you go? Limbaugh, how hard can you blow? Limbaugh, always lowering the bar. Limbaugh, and the question is, when are you gonna lower it too far?
Feminism was established so as to give unattractive women easier access to the mainstream of society. A little lower. The NAACP should have riot rehearsal. They should get a liquor store and practice robberies. A little lower. Abu Ghraib is no different than what happens at the Skull and Bones initiation. I'm talking about people having a good time. A little lower. The only way to reduce nuclear weapons is to use them.
What's it like on hillbilly heroin?
Yeah!
Wow, how amazing that must be. Do you see things the rest of us don't see? Next time you go doctor shopping, can you score some for me? 'Cause if I seem a little debilitated or dopey, it might just be because you're my favorite synthetic opiate. Is Obama bugging you, making even you feel blue? Do you hope he fails? Me too. And we'll all be as smart as you are. But why do women hate your guts? Is it just because they're nuts and hormonal you-know-whats who just want to kick your cigar butt? You don't want me listening to those liberals, so I don't. I got lots of thoughts of my own. No, I don't. Limbaugh, how low can you go? Limbaugh, can you blow? You ought to remake that record, because you're chubby and checkered.
Yeah! Yeah! Roy Zimmerman! I love it. One of our favorite targets here on the Bill Press Show, taken out after Rush Limbaugh. That's great, man.
Quick question.
Yes,
how long did it take you to come up with a rhyme for misogyny?
I mean, that was right. It's kind of the way I'm built. I mean, there's a lot of things in this world I cannot do, you know, for my life. But coming up with a rhyme for misogyny is one of the things.
Well done.
Naturally,
to
me. Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. I have to ask you. I mean, Limbaugh is a well, he's a large target. I'll put it that way.
I get jokes.
You wouldn't. So, I mean, a lot of people say, you know, Barack Obama is kind of tough to make fun of, and everybody's so sensitive and is afraid. And is Obama an easy target to make fun of? I mean, you make fun of everybody.
Yeah, I do. You know, so far he's still on his pedestal as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
He's plummeted to 68%
approval
rating.
Yeah, oh, God.
I know. So I don't even have a 68% approval rating with my family. So so it's a little rough, you know. But, you know, he bowled 124 the other day. And,
yeah.
You know, that's right there. That's enough to prove that he's black enough, I think.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Is there anybody else that you see of just like, the ultimate target that you just is a constant fountain of inspiration?
Well, I'm hoping for Sarah Palin to stick around. You know,
we were just talking about Sarah Palin. Now, do you have a Sarah Palin song?
Well, I did. You know, during the convention, during the Democratic convention, you remember the day after they announced Sarah Palin's choice, right?
Yeah.
And I heard it on Rush. As a matter of fact, I was driving across Nebraska on my way to a gig in Omaha, and Rush was the only place I could get it. He was beside himself.
Oh, really?
Which is usually true. right, you know, she's wearing a skirt. She said that, you know.
Oh, my God. Not
a pantsuit.
Right.
Yeah, all right. So my wife called me up on the cell phone and said, can you believe it? And we co-wrote this song on my way across Nebraska.
Oh, I love it. Fire away. Let's hear it.
John McCain chose the running mate. He chose the most qualified. They looked at his short list and said, she's the least qualified. Had to predict which one he'd have picked. She's the one. Sarah Palin comparison. She spent 20 long months as Alaska's governor. 9 of those months with a bun in the oven, her publicist said. She was tested and ready to run. Sarah Palin comparison. Actually, she was McCain's second choice. He got turned down by the mayor in Narnia. She can make a moose stew. Well, can you? She can flay a caribou. When they asked for her opinion of the situation in the Middle East, she said she hadn't given it much thought. Good one, Sarah Booyah. The VP must be ready in case of catastrophe, so no one can say she's McCain's latest astrophy. Astrophy.
Yeah. All right.
Biden's a square. And Biden's a square, because he can't wear his hair in a bun. Not like Sarah, oh Sarah, Palin comparison. She wears skirts just like one.
Very nice, Roy. Roy Zimmerman doing a pretty good job channeling Robert Zimmerman there. Nice job. Very, very good. So, by the way, the website, royzimmerman.com.
That'll get you there.
royzimmerman.com. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. I want to talk to you about, first of all, the economy, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I have a request.
Okay, good.
I have a request. I'll talk to you about it over the break. We'll hear that when we come back. It's the Bill Press.
We stand at this crossroads of history.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation.
Eyes of all people in all nations are once again upon us, watching to see what we do with this moment, waiting for us to leave.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Bill Press here. Hey, you know, now more than ever, when you buy something, it better last. Whether it's a $20 t-shirt or a $20,000 car, if you're putting your hard-earned money on the line, you want to be sure that it's backed up. Well, when it comes to cars, nobody backs the vehicles better than General Motors. That's right, GM. Of all the full-line automakers in America, GM's coverage is the best. Fully transferable, limited powertrain coverage, 24/7 roadside assistance and courtesy transportation. All of these for up to 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first, on most cars and light-duty trucks that they sell. Why do they do it? Simple. Because they know that talking quality is one thing, but putting your money where your mouth is, that's what makes the difference. It's a pretty confident move to offer coverage like this, but that's what GM is all about, doing the right things today when it really counts. To learn about the best coverage package in America, visit GM's website at gm.com/quality.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and on AM760.net.
It looks like everybody's taking it a little slower than usual. Things do get going this morning. That thanks to the overnight rainfall causing some splashback. Southbounders on I-25, you're feeling it from about 120th to 84th as you're coming in from Thornton and Northland. Northbound 2 1/4 also dragging after Parker Road up towards Mississippi. Lights are flashing red at Alameda and Santa Fe as well as Parker and Havana.
The road ahead. Midas wants to make sure your car is ready for the long haul. From simple tune-ups to advanced diagnostics, we'll change your oil, rotate your tires, replace your brakes, and give you something we call the fix-it list. It lets you know what's running fine, what needs fixing now, and what can wait. Think of it as peace of mind for the miles ahead. Midas, we're on this road together.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now many men try Saw Palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 1-800-491-8149 or click on the banner above to go straight to our website. Remember, your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Here's that number again, 1-800-491-8149.
MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on the last page of your estate tax form. Check a box, change a life. It's easy.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Down, down. I love this song, man. Welcome back to the Bill Press Show. Peter Ogren sitting in for Bill Press, normally Bill's producer. Today I'm filling in as Bill Press. Thanks for joining us. If you're just joining us, in studio with me is the mayor of Capitol Hill, Woody.
Good morning, Bill. I mean, Peter.
How dare you? Ever call me Bill again.
Whoopsie.
And in studio, our guest, Roy Zimmerman, political satirist. We decided that that's an accepted term.
That fits. That's good. Yeah.
Political satirist. Roy and his guitar are here. Now, Roy, you write, the speed at which you put these songs out are amazing because you're right on top of things.
Yeah.
And so with the economy being such, you know, right at the forefront of people's mind, I'm sure you have an economy song.
Well, yeah, you know, I was watching the whole AIG guys, those people who took those bonuses, and, you know, I think there's a special place in hell for them. it's a Starbucks. But there it is. And right, and so, anyway, so I was thinking about the last Great Depression, you know. Well, it ain't just hype. Times is tough. I'm crying and wiping my nose on my cuff. I stand out on the corner with my hand out in the cold. Buddy, can you spare $1 trillion? There's the kind of bailout where you bail your friends from jail out and go with them to dig up the loot. And the kind of bailout where you send a bail of mail out just to get a vote. There's the kind of bailout where your plane has spun its tail out and you need a golden parachute. Well, the bailout where you're bailing out a boat, a big old allegorical boat. You got trapped in while the captain napped and now somehow it don't float. I don't mean to whine. I mean to mourn, 'cause now I owe China my firstborn's firstborn. And I walk up every street in town in hock up to my neck, crying, buddy. Hey, buddy. Anybody, can you spare $1 trillion?
Yeah!
Yeah!
I love it! Man, I love it! Well, you got up there! there, man.
That's what a recession sounds like at 8:30 in the morning.
We talked earlier when you were on. There's a great documentary out there for people who haven't seen it called The Trials of Ted Haggard, done by Andrea Pelosi.
Alexander Pelosi. Yeah.
And so there's a scene in there where they're talking about all the trials of Ted Haggard, and I'm watching it on TV one night, and who do I see but our good friend Roy Zimmerman. So what's the Ted Haggard song? I have to hear
that. I'll do a bit of it. Okay, yeah. Well, there was a headline. It's based on a headline, an actual headline, right? Okay, that went, Ted Haggard is completely heterosexual. Ted Haggard is completely heterosexual. Ted Haggard is completely heterosexual. Glory Howie Blue, yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. I love that. Now, I told you I had a request. And the last time you were in studio, we talked about there's all this hype about Barack Hussein Obama.
Yeah.
And whether or not, you know, all these people were making fun of his name and trying to use it against him.
Yeah.
And you had a phenomenal song. And this is my request to you.
All right.
I want to hear Ina Klein of Barack music.
Yes, I will. Okay, of course.
Tell me about it and then Jerry.
Well, I collaborated on this one with a guy named W.A. Mozart. You might be familiar with his work.
I've never heard of him.
All right. Well, you'll like the tune, I think. He's a good tunesmith. All right. Barack Obama had a funny name. Barack Obama has a funny name. His name's Barack Obama. That's right, Obama. Sounds like Osama. I'm just the 147 millionth person to have made that idiotic coin. And his middle name, and his middle name's Hussein. Hussein. Not Saddam, but Obama. When he was a kid, he smoked a joint. And he inhaled. He smoked a joint. And inhaled. That was the point. He also did cocaine. His middle name's Hussein. He wants to be the POTUS. And I wonder if you noticed that Barack Hussein Obama has a funny name. Obama was the candidate of change. Ought to change his name, it's pretty strange. Why can't he just be John or Steve or Bill or even George or anything but Sue? And one more question, is he black enough? Yes, is he black enough to be the president? Born in Honolulu, he's got kin in every region. Schooled in Indonesia, he's a one-man foreign legion. He's got game and lots of hope and lots of folks who feel the same. And also, did I mention quite a quirky name? 'Cause once you go Barack, you're never going back. Bach, Barack.
Yeah! Roy Zimmerman in studio on the Bill Press Show. Roy, thank you so much for coming in. I love your work.
My great pleasure.
Everybody, please go to royzimmerman.com. You have CDs and things like that up there?
I have CDs there. I got songs for download. I've got videos, whatever, what have you.
Tremendous. Yes. You're doing great work. We're here to support you. Anytime you want to come back, you're always welcome.
Peter, thank you.
All right, bud. It's the Bill Press Show. We'll be right back.
The Bill Press Show continues.
This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
Now, another reason to switch to Geico.
They say the best defense is a good offense, but when it comes to safe driving, Geico believes a good defense is, well, a good defense. If you're 50 or older and you complete an approved defensive driving course, you could qualify for a special discount on your Geico car insurance, up to an additional 10%. Wow, sounds more like a defensive savings course.
For details, visit Geico.com, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Special discount not available in all states.
Prices are up. The cost of running your business is up. Everything's up, except your marketing budget. So what's a small business to do? Email marketing to your current customers with ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get professional-looking email newsletters that keep your customers coming back. Plus, there's a free 60-day trial with plans as low as $15 a month.
So, are you having trouble with your memory? Are you unable to recall information about yourself, your family, or friends? Do you often forget where you placed items such as your keys, wallet, or glasses? If you're a healthy man or woman over the age of 55 and are currently experiencing mild memory problems, the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Denver is recruiting people like you to participate in a study to determine whether exercise training or a study drug can improve memory function. The study drug and exercise both help improve insulin to work better in the body. Insulin is also important for healthy brain function.
For your participation, you'll receive health screening tests which include information on memory function, diabetes, cholesterol, body fat, and bone density. Monetary compensation will be available for eligible participants. If you or someone you know is over the age of 55 and would like further information regarding this study, please call 720-848-6376. Again, that's 720-848-6376.
Under the mountain of credit card debt. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call now. 800-501-7781. That's 800-501-7781. Don't miss out. Call 800-501-7781.
Homeowners, do you qualify for the government's new loan modification program? And if so, do you understand what you're entitled to? Or if your lender is not participating, do you know what your alternatives are? Hi, I'm Brian Kelly, owner of JBA Financial Group. We can help you through every step of the bailout program. We know exactly what the lenders want, and if the government's plan can't help you, we can.
JBA Financial was able to reduce our interest rate from 7.75% to a 4.25% fixed rate, which saved us like over $700 a month, and thankfully, we were able to keep our home.
If you're behind on your payments, unable to refinance, or facing possible foreclosure, call the experts at JBA Financial now at 866-330-5221. That's 866-330-5221. For a free qualification assessment, call 866-330-5221. That's 866-330-5221.
Show. This is the Bill Press Show, 56 minutes past the hour on Monday, March 23rd. Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill with Bill's boyfriend Woody, the mayor of Capitol Hill, sitting directly across from me.
Peter, I'm so excited about hearing your parting shot. Ready? Go!
I got nothing.
Oh.
I'm sorry, this is where you normally hear Bill giving his parting shot. I don't have a parting shot.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Well, this could make for good radio.
Let's see. No, what I wanted to talk to you about was the gridiron dinner. Because we previewed it on Friday. We talked about it a little bit earlier this hour. So Joe Biden went in place of Barack Obama. He didn't go. Barack Obama. And Biden got up and said, Obama couldn't be here because he was getting ready for Easter. He thinks it's about him. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Arnold Schwarzenegger got up and goes, no, that's not the reason. The reason is he's just not that into you. Which is not bad.
That's pretty good.
Not bad.
That's very good.
Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm got up and she said, Sarah Palin really set back the cause of hot governors.
Yeah.
Is Jennifer Granholm hot? I don't remember.
She better be.
No, but Sarah Palin is.
Sarah Palin's, yeah. I mean, Sarah Palin's not bad. Jennifer Granholm's pretty hot. I'm looking at her now. She's pretty hot.
What's she wearing?
We'll put up a picture on the website, BillPressShow.com. But yeah, I think she's hot. And then they also sent out a Nancy Pelosi impersonator. And she came out and sang Imperial Girl to the tune of Madonna's Material Girl.
Oh, that wasn't Gilbert and Sullivan.
You said that there was some Gilbert and Sullivan somewhere. I didn't see any Gilbert and Sullivan. Anyway, so that was the gridiron dinner. I'll never go to that, of course, because I'm too much of a lowlife. But, hey, I can always host the Bill Press Show. Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill today. Thanks so much for joining us. We got one more day without Bill, and he'll be back a little bit later on this week. So thanks so much for joining us.
See ya! This is the Bill Press Show.
Have you ever thought about finishing your bachelor's degree or even your master's degree, but you just don't think you have the time or resources to make it happen? Think again. CSU Global has 100% online degree programs that live up to the standards and quality of the Colorado State University system. That's right. CSUGlobal.org is a real university providing a real degree. Now that's something impressive to add to your resume. Through our commitment to meet the standards of new and emerging industries, CSU Global provides career-relevant training and education to build the workforce needed to maintain a strong economy and a high quality of life in our communities. Our student-centric approach means that we work to make your degree fit your lifestyle and other life commitments. Our 8-week course format and multiple start dates allow you to start when the time is right for you, so you can finish your degree on your schedule. Check it out for yourself. Summer sessions begin soon. Go to csuglobal.org or call 800-920-6723. That's csuglobal.org or 800-920-6723.
These numbers that we're seeing,
AM 760,
are sending an unmistakable message.
Colorado's Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder,
and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. Big money already okayed from
Last fall's financial system bailout will be used to help unfreeze credit in this country. Details now from White House correspondent Peter Mayer, who joins us live.
Davis' plan calls for a combination public and private effort to get so-called toxic assets off the bank balance sheet. On the CBS News Early Show, Presidential Economic Advisor Christina Romer defended the strategy.
We're not trying to rescue everyone and everything. We're trying to rescue the system is the crucial thing. We're trying to get it so that it is lending.
Banking consultant Bert Ely, though, says private investors will be cautious.
They're not going to participate unless they have sufficient assurances that the government won't rewrite the rules later on.
And one official says the government's trying to coax the multi-trillion-dollar banking segment back to life, Dave.
Stock exchange opens in New York in less than a half hour. S&P futures are up 17. This time of year, we're filling out tax forms, and there's some question over whether the IRS was aggressive enough in auditing some well-off taxpayers.
Despite IRS pledges to crack down on wealthy tax dodgers, a millionaire's chances of being audited fell about 20% last fiscal year.
What the IRS was doing is in stark contrast with what it was saying.
Tax watchdog David Burnham of Syracuse University. For its part, the IRS cites budget constraints and the burden of making sure those economic stimulus checks went out on time. Oh, and millionaires are still more than five times as likely to be audited as middle or low-income taxpayers. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
A single-engine plane flying from Oroville, California, tried to land in Butte, Montana. Witness Kenny Gulick told the CBS Early Show that it looked like the pilot was having problems.
What it looked like to me was he jerked the plane to the left too quickly and lost control of it, but that's just my guess.
The plane nosedived into a cemetery. CBS's Hattie Kaufman says seven children are among the 14 people who died.
Three of the kids we know were preschoolers. They were members of a family that the father, the mother, and the three kids were all killed on this flight. It was supposed to be a ski trip from California up here to Montana.
A parolee in Oakland confronted cops. They stopped his car. There was gunfire. Two officers hit. Lavelle Mixon went to an apartment building, and there was more gunfire. A neighbor heard the shots.
I saw the two officers down. It was crazy. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I was in shock.
And three cops were killed. Another was brain dead in the hospital. The suspect was killed by the SWAT team. Oakland had lost two officers in the line of duty on the same day, but never this many. Work at home part of the week, not so much anymore. And how come?
Fear. People are scared of losing their jobs. They're scared that if they are telecommuting, they're going to be more vulnerable for termination or layoff.
That's Gerald Phelan, a lawyer who works on family employment issues. Washington Post says more employees are showing up in person now instead of taking family leave or using flex time. This is CBS News.
Prices are up. The cost of running your business is up. Everything's up, except your marketing budget. So what's a small business to do? Email marketing to your current customers with ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get professional-looking email newsletters that keep your customers coming back. Plus, there's a free 60-day trial with plans as low as $15 a month. So even if the economy's down, your sales don't have to be. Put your marketing on the upswing with ConstantContact.com.
Today, just about every ad you hear will mention saving you money, yet very few of them offer a really good deal. Well, Sprint's about to change that. Business customers can buy one Motorola i576 for $69.99 and get up to four free. All with Nextel Direct Connect, the fastest national push-to-talk network. Call 1-800-NEXTEL-9, only on the Now Network. Fastest based on initial call setup time. Not available in all channels. See Sprint stores for availability. Ends 4/18/09. Subject to two-year agreement up to $36 activation, $200 early termination fees. Credit approval and deposit per line. Restrictions apply.
I'm David Cale with an AM 760 local news update. The first spring snowstorm hits Colorado today and tonight. The mountains in northeastern Colorado to see the brunt of the system where several inches of snow is expected. Here in the metro area, no real accumulation is expected, but we could get another round of moisture later this week.
There is a possibility, maybe I think on Wednesday, we might be expecting another system coming in, so we might be able to get some precipitation from that. So all hope is not lost yet.
Meteorologist Frank Cooper with the National Weather Service in Boulder. New York police investigating the murder of former KOA reporter and talk show host George Weber. The 48-year-old found stabbed to death in his Brooklyn apartment yesterday morning. He'd spent the last 12 years at WABC Radio in New York, a veteran radio newsman who started at KOA in the late 80s as a reporter, but eventually hosted his own talk show. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Southbound 2 1/4 really slowing down after Parker Road up towards I-25. We're also seeing some delays as you're making the Parker curve and heading north past Isla. Southbounders on I-25 dragging as you're making your way downtown. Traffic is also building on 76, heading in the westbound direction, 74 to 270. As far as the surface streets go, it sounds like a lot of intersections either have flashing red or the lights are completely out. Treat those intersections as four-way stops. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
The best used car prices are just a click away at cheaperusedautos.com. Over 500 vehicles, all makes and models. Cheaperusedautos.com. Fast, easy financing and always the lowest prices. Shop cheaperusedautos.com.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his. He drove over a pothole a little fast and cracked. He could have saved time and money with an Elite Safe Light Repair. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, we can usually repair it without removing the windshield. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free. Yep, free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000. Takes care of everything with your insurer.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. It is the Jay Marvin Show. I'm Fred Ebert. From the sister station, 850 KOA, filling in this morning for Jay. Things according to Hoyle, he should be back tomorrow, no problem. It's 7 minutes after the hour, and the number here, when you care to jump in and chat with me about the topics that we'll hit this morning, are 303-R-R. Can the man speak English in the morning? The numbers are, well, they are plural numbers, aren't they? 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The, you know, I said to my wife yesterday, I don't know whether you feel strongly about this. There's something unseemly about the President of the United States turning to venues like the Tonight Show and popular television shows like 60 Minutes to be interviewed like, I know what he's trying to do. He's trying to be the common man. He's trying to be every man, Barack Obama. And there are a lot of firsts for President Barack Obama. I respect him. I think he's going to be a great president. But I want something about the presidency to be awesome. And I want to be in awe of the president. I don't want to know too much about him. I don't want to know too much about the presidency. I don't want too many inside tours of the White House. I don't want to find out too much about what Michelle Obama and the kids are doing. I want to be left with some mystery about the presidency. There should be a little mystique. He holds, and someday she will hold, the most important position one can hold in the United States, I suppose. Well, maybe right now, head of AIG is a more important position. It's difficult to say. But arguably the most powerful position in the free world. And he's hopping on television shows like a rock star. And while I approve of his presidency, and while I like him, and while I think he's going to represent this country and well and do a fine job, I really enjoy his infrastructure idea, a new deal. I think he's got the right ideas. I find it bothersome that he's getting on television on different common venues and being the president as if he were as if he were Lynn Redgrave, or as if he were next we're going to see him on one of those magazine-y Hollywood talk shows, and he's, if he hasn't been already. And I find something a bit troublesome about that. And my wife says, oh, you shouldn't worry about it because he's just selling his agenda. But he's not selling his agenda in a hard way. You know, if you saw 60 Minutes last night, he mentioned a Geithner, and he mentioned the AIG issue with the bonuses, which, of course, is a reason that he would want to keep his approval ratings up and have the people with him on anything that he may decide to do concerning getting that money back for the taxpayer. But still, he wasn't cramming his agenda down our throat. So why is it that he's on so many different talk shows? Is he going to do a guest shot on The Simpsons next? Is he going to be on Family Man? Is he going to drop by and have a beer with Bart's dad and mom? I'm not sure where he's going with it, but I'm not happy to turn on the television, I got to tell you, and see Barack Obama everywhere. That's just one, you know, something that hit me this morning as I was waking up and having my morning coffee that I didn't like. Certainly things I do like that have happened, and if you want to discuss this, you're more than welcome to, is Obama's lift of the limit on stem cell research. And, you know, there's a lot of policy that has to be set for that, because it's a touchy situation that people have distinct moral views on. And it bothers some people on a moral, religious, ethical level. On a scientific level, I think it's positively the right way to go, even though we have promising adult stem cells. There certainly is no reason ever to shut the door on public funding of any health matter, because if there's a breakthrough, we want everyone to have access to it. So Barack Obama is very wise on that point, much wiser than President Bush was, who, in my opinion, made some ill-informed scientific decisions allowing companies to control breakthroughs in medicine. So that's another issue we can talk about here. 303-713-8585. Terrell in Denver joins us here. I'm sorry, I gave the wrong numbers on that. You know, I'm an old dog from the other stations. 303-713-7600 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Terrell, you're on 760 Progressive Talk with Fred Ebert on the J. Marvin Show. Good morning.
Morning. How's it going?
All right, sir.
I have a question for you. Did you think that the United States were better off not being able to know or see anything about President Bush other than the State of the Union for the past 8 years?
No, I thought that President Bush stayed incredibly hidden, and he did so because he was afraid to speak publicly, because when he opened his mouth, he often showed his, let's be kind and say, his inability to communicate well. But quite frankly, he was not the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree.
Okay. At least you have common enough sense that this guy, he needs to be on TV. He needs to be everywhere. He's the president for everybody, not just some people. And he's going to be a lot of places, too, including overseas. You have to just get over it, man. He won. Okay? And he's going to be everywhere.
Excuse me. You're only hearing what you want to hear. Did I not praise the president in three or four different ways?
But then you said, I'm getting tired of him being on TV.
No. I didn't say I'm getting tired of him being on TV. It bothers me that he's on such crass forms of entertainment as The Tonight Show. It is beneath the high office of the president of the United States to make guest spots on basically news magazines like 60 Minutes. And to toss around with Jay Leno, the president of the United States is here. Is it fun? He said, is it fun to fly in Air Force One? Is that fun for you? I mean, we can do a little bit more hard-hitting agenda than is it fun to fly in Air Force One, right?
100% complete hater, man.
What's that?
That is how you're coming off. You're saying on one hand this, and then on the other hand, you're mad. This is the deal. He's able to do it because he wants to do it. Okay, and if you were president, you would do this same exact
thing. No, I certainly would not. And just because, now let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Should, because you can do something, should you?
Well, no.
Yes or no? Because you can do something, is that the reason you should do it?
What kind of a question is that? You know the answer is obviously going to be no.
Thank you for your call. I do appreciate it. You see, you know, you're saying I'm full of hate. Hate? No, I don't think so. Dwayne, good morning. You're on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, I think the reason he's doing it is because he wants to maintain a clear and steady message. And the situation is when you have all the talking heads that are out on TV and all of the people who are on talk radio, and the right has a hell of a lot more, kilowatts going out than does the left. And I mean, the ways that a message can be subverted by a talking head is immense. I mean, it doesn't have to be, any more than just a few words dropped here and there to start it off. It's even like this right now. I can make a case that coming down and saying he shouldn't be doing this, this is not the right thing, is that the right fully understands and has knowledge that as long as Barack Obama can continue to communicate to the average person, they lose.
Oh, let's be very clear. Let's be very clear for a moment, Dwayne. You make some great points, but let's be very clear about the far right wackadoo talking heads. I'm not talking about conservative people, as I am. I'm talking about, and I'm a fiscal conservative, and I'm a hawk. However, I voted for President Obama because he was the only correct choice for the people right now in the situation we're in. But let's correct something so that people know where I stand on this, yourself included, Dwayne. The people who are those right hate-filled talkers, and let's name names. We're talking about the self-bloating Rush Limbaugh of the world. These people have self-destructed. They have been. I used to listen to some of their shows because there were some humor elements on them, but they today are so filled with hate and no humor and no entertainment that they have been Barack Obama's best friend, because I don't think anyone of any intellectual status at all or who has any moral compass, be they Republican or Democrat, could possibly take that hate speech as something that is entertaining and good and worth listening to, really. So,
and who do you think the people who are watching Jay Leno? Where do you think the people who are watching Jay Leno fall on this intellectual type people who are really involved, who are really catching everything that's going on? Do you think his demographic is the people who are necessarily listening intelligently to all of these things? Don't you think that there is a demographic that's out there? And see, one of the reasons why Rush Limbaugh and all the right-wing talkers got started was because the left basically said, oh, they're so far out there. They're so shrill. They'll never be a problem. And they didn't respond rapidly enough. They didn't say, hey, anybody who's halfway thinking is going to know that you don't listen to this. The point is all that you need is 20 or 30% of the population who isn't thinking to follow that to make a block vote. Now you only have to convince 20 or 30% more, and you're in business.
Well, there are some interesting statistics about who listens to radio. I think we need to break for a moment here, Dwayne, and we'll get back to the points that you brought up, which are some good ones, and the points that have been brought up already on the show as we continue here. And I do appreciate your comments this morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here with a look at our traffic is John Turk.
Thank you, Fred. Good morning. Got some of our normal jams coming southbound on 25, 120th, down to 84th. Stop and go there. Same deal coming out of Aurora now on the southbound side. And once you get past the Parker curve, going to take you down into the tech center. A couple problems. Lights flashing red at Alameda and Santa Fe. Also, rollover action up in the high country where driving conditions aren't that favorable. We do have some winter driving conditions up there. Rollover westbound I-70 near Copper Mountain. You do want to watch out for snowy and ice-packed road conditions on 70 over those high mountain passes. Also got some high wind advisories on 76 east of Fort Morgan up to the Nebraska state line. Also on 25 between Walsenburg and the New Mexico state line. Your forecast, rain and snow mixed, not much accumulation, just about an inch around the metro. It will be breezy with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Right now, 43 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The higher you go, the better the snow. A-Basin Spring Pass is now on sale for $209. Visit A-Basin Ski Area this spring for the best snow conditions around. Spring events, free concerts, and parties on the beach. It's all at A-Basin. For more information, call 1-888-ARAPAHO or check out ArapahoeBasin.com.
The tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10 Till 2. 10 Till 2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced, college-educated, part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 Till 2. The time is now.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Let me give you some reasons why you should shop at Rocky's Autos. Number one, they're locally owned and operated, and they care about the community that they do business in. They're big supporters of AM 760 and have been big supporters of my show. And I thank them for that, and I think you should patronize people locally who do spend their hard-earned money to advertise. Second of all, they have the largest selection of clean, late-model, previously owned vehicles in all of Colorado. These things are great. The selection is great. And you're bound to find something that you like. Plus, you get more bang for your auto buck. You know, you go buy a new car, oh, it smells great, and all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rocky's Auto's open Monday through Saturday, 9 until 9 in the evening. And drop by and see any of my friends at Rocky's. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. That's Rocky's Auto's at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
How many times have you heard about Incredible Smiles and wondered how they do those incredible transformations using microthin veneers or how they do those incredible implants? What about stained teeth, chipped teeth, loose dentures? You can have all your dental questions answered at the Incredible Smiles Seminar April 9th in Broomfield. No charge, no obligation. Come with all your dental problems and get answers without a dental appointment. April 9th, 6:30 p.m. at the Omni Hotel. For reservations, call 303-77-SMILE. That's 303-77-SMILE.
How much could you be saving on car insurance? $300, $400, $500? There's a real easy way to find out. Just go to Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. Donate to the MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on your Colorado income tax form. Your donation's anonymous. No gift is too small. Check off MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on the last page of your state tax form. Check a box, change a life. It's easy.
I think I'll listen to the radio.
It went away because, ladies and gentlemen...
But, sir, how are you listening to Jay? He's nowhere near here. Oh, I listen online. I just go to...
That's AM760.net, sir.
Yeah, that's it.
Are you sure that's right?
Hey, guys, I know what the website address is. I'm the president, remember? I know everything.
Of course, Your Majesty.
Listen to AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on AM760.net.
AM760 Progressive Talk. It is the J. Marvin Show. My name is Fred Ebert. I'm Professor Fred Ebert. I'm your professor always in Denver. I'm on 850 KOA on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10. If you'd like to join the show, it's extremely non-political. It has no political agenda. It just answers the questions of interest to you in science, be it why the sky is blue or an argument you're having around the water cooler about whether or not an airplane can take off a circulating belt, as they did on one of those wacky TV shows on Discover, Mythbusters. So those things get discussed Sunday morning, 8 to 10, on Stump the Professor on our sister station. But this is AM 760, and I'm talking about, just happened to bring up something that struck me as odd. I'm not angry about it. I don't dislike the president for it, and in fact, The point that I'm making is I don't believe that the president should use his office in such a should not cheapen his office by making Jay Leno appearances. And Jay Leno is not a place for the chief executive of our country. He can have as many press conferences and fireside chats as he wants, as many radio addresses as he feels are necessary, but to come on 60 Minutes, which is a news magazine, it cheapens a man for whom I have great respect. The number here is 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600.
800-800-800-600. Let's go to Nan. Nan is in Estes Park. Good morning, Nan, and welcome to 760.
Hi. I initially called because I disagreed with you, okay? The two men that called right after you made the comments on Jay Leno, they brought up some good points, so I calmed down. I think no matter what, my first thought was no matter what, Obama is not going to win because, and I meant psychologically where the press is concerned, that they look for things to pick on instead of positives, and I thought you were doing that. I'll get off in a minute. The more you're talking, then I understand more, okay?
Thank you.
But I don't particularly care for Jay Leno, okay? Not sure who I'd pick because I go to bed early now. But I think it's that what he is doing is communicating. And he's certainly an intelligent person.
He is intelligent. And of course, that makes me consider what was the purpose for his appearance there. And again, he is trying to be every man and be the common guy. But, you know, there's nothing common about the president.
I know.
He's a Harvard-educated, brilliant-thinking president of the United States. He's not a guy that any one of us is going to go throw a beer back with and play darts at the pub.
No, but you could have a good conversation with him.
You could have a good conversation with him. And you know what? Jay Leno didn't have a good conversation with him, man, because he got all into that Special Olympics issue, which offended a lot of people. I'm happen not to be offended by it, but if I were in I used to do a lot of Special Olympics work when I was on a smaller station in an East Coast market. I used to affiliate myself with Special Olympics, which is a marvelous cause. And let me tell you, there are some darn good bowlers in Special Olympics. You know, having some type of so-called handicap doesn't stop you from being, in some cases, a great bowler. Some of those people, I think, could be professionals if they cared to be. But why should the president put himself out in an area like that, in a situation like that, where he can stick his foot in his mouth when he could just as easily have these conversations with the people themselves the way that McCain used to in those forms of town halls, and let the people ask questions rather than a professional entertainer like Jay Leno? It just, there's something that doesn't go together, President and Jay Leno, for me, Nan.
I say, no matter what, he can't completely win.
Well,
even
listen,
with you who approve of him, okay?
The press.
I did watch him. I don't care for Jay Leno. I think there could have been others that would be better, but I still think he's presenting his programs and his, you know, trying to in a little bit his own way. I don't consider himself as lowering himself by being on there. I consider it as more people get to know the true man, okay?
Well, I don't think you're going to get to know the true anything on Jay Leno, Nan. But
yeah,
because
no,
it's
I mean,
very,
no,
very,
Obama,
everything he does is very carefully orchestrated.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
as far
Obama
as the press is concerned, I don't think that he has a hard time with the press. I think the press gives him a buy on absolutely everything that he does.
I don't think so.
But the people that don't give him a buy are the crazy Mark Levins and right-wing talk show hosts like Sean Hannity, who absolutely barrage 24/7 with hate speech. But you know the great thing about it, Nan, is that when you look at someone like Rush Limbaugh, by the way, whose ratings are off 50% with the new people meter way of rating people, that when someone gets a rating of 5 in the radio, it's a big deal. So if Rush Limbaugh has a 6 rating, let's say, or a 6 share, that means 6% of people who are listening to the radio are listening to Rush Limbaugh, which is actually a very small percentage of the population, which is why people didn't listen to him and Barack Obama got elected in the first place, because many, many, many fewer people listened to Rush Limbaugh than than one might imagine. He does not have as big a pulpit as you think.
I think I listened myself to Obama himself and kept away from these other guys. But thank you for filling in for Jay, and it's been very interesting.
Thank you for your call, Nan. I appreciate your willingness to listen and participate in the show as well. You're listening to AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin. My name is Fred Ebert. You're welcome to join me here at 303-713-7600. Here, with a look at our traffic, is John Turk.
Thank you, Fred. Got this problem. Lights flashing red at Alameda and Santa Fe. That's a pretty busy intersection, so expect some about 5 to 10 minute delays heading there around 25 in Santa Fe. Our heaviest jams right now in the normal spots, North Glen, southbound 25, 120th down to 84th. Also busy there from around 48th Avenue past Spear Boulevard into downtown. Also stop and go, southbound 225 in Aurora, beginning around Parker Road. That isn't going to break through until until the I-25 interchange. Got a rollover crash westbound I-70 near Copper Mountain. We do have some snowpack and icy conditions over those high mountain passes due to this spring storm heading through the high country. Also, high wind advisories on 25 between the New Mexico state line up to Walsenburg, and in the northeastern part on 76 from Fort Morgan up to the Nebraska state line. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, windy, and cold. Rain and snow mixed as well. Should only get to We should only get about an inch of snow around the metro.
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Did you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems.
Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 and online at solarips.com.
Presentation. The latest CBS podcasts are available on am760.net. Stay informed with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's Mr. Money for the Lodge Casino in Blackhawk. We're roaming the casino to find out what people have to say about the Lodge. So, Mary, tell me about the winning.
I win more here than I do in Vegas. Last week, $4,000.
Amazing. Okay, Helen and Linda, how's the winning coming? Can you win here?
Yes, I have won. Yes, I will continue to win here.
I'm winning here. Now.
Okay, I'll get out of the way. Let you get back to having fun.
Lodge Casino.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin, LASIK. I know, it makes a lot of you nervous. A lot of you say, hey, I'm eye shy. Jay, and there's no way I'm going to do anything about it. Well, I was the same way till I went to Icon LASIK. Let me tell you something about Icon. They're a Denver institution, and they offer interlace bladeless LASIK, Nidec, and Wavefront LASIK technologies, the top of the line in LASIK. They're your one stop for all your LASIK needs, and they can do it for as low as $499 per eye, and they have done tons and tons of these procedures. So they treat you great. As a matter of fact, they've completed over 60,000 procedures in Colorado. So if you've been shy about LASIK, hey, do yourself a favor. Call Icon. Set up a free custom vision evaluation today, and it'll just put your mind at rest, really. Call Icon, 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or check them out on the internet at icondenver.com.
Have you ever thought about finishing your bachelor's degree or even your master's degree, but you just don't think you have the time or resources to make it happen? Think again. CSU Global has 100% online degree programs that live up to the standards and quality of the Colorado State University system. That's right. CSUGlobal.org is a real university providing a real degree. Now that's something impressive to add to your resume. Through our commitment to meet the standards of new and emerging industries, CSU Global provides career-relevant training and education to build the workforce needed to maintain a strong economy and a high quality of life in our communities. Our student-centric approach means that we work to make your degree fit your lifestyle and other life commitments. Our 8-week course format and multiple start dates allow you to start when the time is right for you, so you can finish your degree on your schedule. Check it out for yourself. Summer sessions begin soon. Go to csuglobal.org or call 800-920-6723. That's csuglobal.org or 800-920-6723.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his. He drove over a pothole a little fast and crack. He could have saved time and money with an elite Safe Light repair. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, we can usually repair it without removing the windshield. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free. Yep, free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000 takes care of everything with your insurer.
Elite repair, elite replace.
At Saturn, we get it, which is why we've extended our 0% APR financing or cashback offers on the 2009 View, Aura, and Outlook, including hybrids and the 2008 Astra. Available to qualified buyers, length of contract limited. See retailer for details. Take delivery by 3/31/09.
Why are you so distant?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
You gonna get a job now or what?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org, brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. It is the J. Marvin Show. My name is Fred Ebert. I'm your professor. I'm filling in. I'm on your sister station, which is News Radio 850 KOA. You can hear me on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10. Now, of course, you don't have to miss your favorite show on 760 to listen to me. You can listen to my podcast because they're there on the website. So, I mean, I guess you could actually listen. You could make a life of listening to Denver's Clear Channel stations by just listening to the podcast around the clock. I wonder if our boss would be willing to give someone some sort of prize for living what we'll call the Clear Channel life.
So, Betty, what do you do for a living?
Well, I listen to nothing but Clear Channel radio stations in Denver. Round the clock, 24/7. Our number here is 303-713-7600. I had mentioned that over the last few days it had irked me, didn't anger me, it didn't make me dislike the president. I'm not filled with hate. I'm bothered by a perceived cheapening of the presidency by having our President Barack Obama go on news magazines like 60 Minutes and make appearance on the Jay Leno show. So Mr. President, how cool is it to travel around, with a bunch of Secret Service guys? That's kind of neat. I can't understand Jay all that well because of his speech problems, but I guess he's retiring soon. And I was surprised that that was interpreted somehow as disliking the president. I love the presidency, and I am for this president in every way. I don't want him to do something that in any way cheapens the office or himself. My dislike of what's going on, and I just don't feel, sanguine about it, doesn't come from disliking the president or the presidency, but rather respecting it fully. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600 here on Progressive Talk on the J. Marvin Show. Let's go to John in Bailey. Good morning, John. Thank you for calling the J. Marvin Show.
Thank you, Fred. Appreciate you filling in for Jay, and a big shout-out to him and a bunch of us really miss him and can't wait for him to get back.
Amen. He should be back tomorrow, man.
Yeah, I hope so. That'd be great. But I think you're off base in this sense. I understand that you feel what the president is doing is different, and I think it is different. But the important thing about it is that he's connecting to a whole bunch of people and not just leaving it up to the talking heads, and he's revealing parts of himself that reassures people about the kind of person he is. And him going on the Jay Leno show, I think is really great. And it might not be great for all people, but it's great for Barack Obama because the more he reveals who he is, even when he makes faux pas like Special Olympics, you could still tell that when that came out of him, it isn't a mean-spirited person or anything like that. And the more we get exposed to our president in a way that tells us the kind of person he is and what he's about, I think the better we feel right now. And I think we really need that. We have been put in a situation where a connection with the presidency has been very, very absent for a long time and very controlled for an even longer time. So I look at it as a plus, And I know that every time I hear Barack, I feel a heck of a lot better of who he is and where we're at it.
Well, I know that you don't think that it's just off the cuff, right, John? That those are carefully scripted moments for the president. He is a very bright man, and he has a mission when he makes such an appearance, right? It's not like you're going into his home and asking him questions just here and there and finding out something that's new and exciting about him that he didn't want you to know. He is carefully revealing information in a calculated way on the show. My wife put it very well. She said, this is an example, and she didn't mean this in a bad way. She said that the talk shows are doing, you know, he's not doing them a favor by coming on. They're providing him a much wanted platform to unveil the Barack Obama that he wishes to unveil. Now, she didn't mean that that was bad or full of subterfuge. I think that this is a very interesting marketing ploy, much the same way that John Dean first used the internet for fundraising, a model then followed by Barack Obama and perfected with brilliance. But there's nothing that he's going to let come out on these shows that he has not carefully calculated.
Except for one thing, and I agree with you in general on that, but it's like a Special Olympic comments. I don't think that was scripted. I think that just revealed part of who he is. And in a way where it told us, we could sit back and say, that's okay, because we know who he is and how he talks, the kind of person he is. It has nothing to do with a meanness of spirit there. And I thought that...
I don't think that anybody... I haven't said anything about that he's mean-spirited or that he behaves in a mean-spirited way. I'm not saying I dislike the president. My whole issue has been one of, does this cheapen the presidency? It has very little, really, to do with Barack Obama. It has everything to do with the office, which is the fact that we don't call him Barack Obama. You call him Mr. President because he acts as an office, not a man. And I'm not sure that we need full transparency. Obviously, we need a lot more transparency than we had in the last boob who was in the White House. But Barack Obama, I'm not sure I need full transparency from every facet of my government all the time. I'm not getting it all the time, even from Barack Obama. But my point is one of the office, not the man. And we keep getting back to the man, John. I kind of want to stay away from that because it's the office I'm discussing.
Well, one of the I understand your point, Fred. I just don't agree with it.
All right. And thank you. I appreciate the opposing view, and thank you for calling the radio station AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm going to ask my producer if he would play the clip, because I'd like to be remembered of exactly what it was, since we're talking about what he said on this Special Olympics, exactly what it was. John, you mind playing that?
I bowled a 129.
That's very good. Yeah. Oh, that's very good, Mr. President.
It was like Special Olympics.
Yeah, I don't think there was anything hateful about that. It was an off-the-cuff remark. He was trying to be self-deprecating. And boy, is there ever a danger when you try to be self-deprecating? Because if you're trying to put yourself down and you compare yourself to someone else in an attempt to put yourself down, you've automatically put the group down. It was unfortunate. It's not hateful. It was an unfortunate moment. And what you can't see there is Jay Leno's rolling his eyes going, oh, yeah, that's really good, Mr. President. Like, oh, man, are you 129? You know, my 5-year-old niece can bowl better than that. I got all of that. He's very carefully trying to be every man in that. I'm every man. I'm very approachable. Look at how it's to me, it's too scripted. It really is. It just... That's just my opinion on it. But it's not hate driven or dislike of Obama. It's respect for the man and respect for the presidency. I don't need to know whether he's boxers or briefs. Don't care. I don't need to those kind of details about my president. I need to know how he's going to solve specific issues. And I'd rather he talked policy and didn't talk about his bowling. Let's go to Doug in Westminster. Doug, thank you for calling AM 760 Progressive Talk. You're on the Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, what's up, Ebert?
Good morning, Doug.
Hey, you know, after Barack gets
done doing the farm report up in Williston, North Dakota. He's going to fly back to Los Angeles and get on Schoolopolis with Cake and the other two brats. And yeah, and then we're going to have the full circle here. I want the guy pasted on my box as much as possible. If he's on the radio, I want to hear about it. If he's on the tube, I want to see it. You're right. The last guy, I mean, the guy, he invented the word skiller. Now, come on. And he was telling that to a bunch of college students in Kansas, I believe. Get out there and get them skilled jobs so you can be like myself. You got to be a skiller. I love the fact that this guy knows how to talk. He's not hacking the language. And I don't know. I'm going to have to disagree with you, bro. I don't think he can get on enough right now and make his... make his points heard.
Yeah, I'd like to hear his points more. That's the issue. Is we're not getting a lot of policy, even with the appearances he's making in the public forum. We're hearing more about the vegetable garden and the girls' swing set than we are about the policy. So the very thing that you want to learn and hear more about, you're not getting.
Yeah, but come on.
Yeah. PR. No, but.
It's PR a little bit. You got to do a little PR, though, right?
Seems to the ratio of PR to for the presidency of the United States. No, I think it has enough PR. It's a cachet. There's got a lot of cachet in PR to the presidency. I need to hear more of what he wants to do about the fact that our economic house is a shambles, and I think he's got the smarts, and I think with the infrastructure idea based upon the model that played so well with FDR in the New Deal, the New Deal is a brilliant, time-tested, A-plus methodology for bringing a country jobs and a skill set and pulling itself up by the bootstraps. I'd like to hear more about that.
Do you believe what you just said, though?
It's a fact.
Okay.
The guys, the talking heads on TV that say that the New Deal was a failure, if you go, as I did, because I am a professor and I want to know things inside out, and I don't want to just repeat sources as if they're the truth,
right.
and I don't want to just blabber stuff out of my mouth because it's the way I'm feeling, the way Mr. Limbaugh does. I want to analyze it and find out whether there's a basis to what he was saying, which was that, and Mark Levin said, that we now know that the New Deal was a failure. So I went and analyzed every presidency and whether the House was Republican or Democratic under them since the New Deal. And in every single instance, over 90% of the time, there was much more growth, less debt, and less deficit spending, and more economic growth under Democratic presidents and Democratic Congresses than there was under Republicans. It is factual. The data are available on government websites.
That's true. That's true. And I've heard that, and I believe you're correct when you say that.
Now, I went and researched it myself because I did not want to be caught with my pants down on the radio by some smart person who did the research when I wasn't willing to do it. So what he's doing is a brilliant thing, and we need to hear more about that.
We will.
Doug,
thank you
for your call.
Have a good one,
to the Jay Marvin Show. Thank you. You as well. It is AM 760 Progressive Talk, and here with a look at our traffic is John Turk.
Thank you, Fred. Got a situation up in the high country, a bunch of accidents there at Copper Mountain on I-70, three separate ones from what we're getting reports. And so it looks like they've placed Summit County as well as Clear Creek County on accident alert. So things pretty nasty up in the high country. Also have some high wind advisories on 25 down from Walsenburg to the New Mexico state line, and on 76 in the northeastern part from Fort Morgan up to Nebraska. Around Denver, normal jams coming southbound on 25 and northbound again near downtown. Also really heavy coming southbound on 225 in Aurora from about the Parker Curve down to 25. A few surface street situations going on as well, or a couple anyway. Accident Monaco and Leedsdale, and another one at Yale and Chambers. Your forecast, rain and snow mix, but not much accumulation, just about an inch around Denver. It will be breezy with highs in the mid to upper 40s right now, 43 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Here's a tip for saving money. Just look for the yellow tags every time you shop at King Soopers. They mean you save on things you buy all the time, and you'll find them on things like bread,
eggs and milk, along with meat and produce. Get more value for the way you live every day at King Soopers.
Sorting things out on the radio.
There's a lot to talk about.
It's Jay Marvin, mornings at 6.
I think Barack Obama can do this.
Ed Schultz at 10.
This is where Denver comes to talk.
Tom Hartman, 1 to 4.
This guy could work.
Mario, afternoons at 4.
Lock it in on your radio dial.
And Ron Kuby, 7 to 10.
I'm so impressed, and I'm listening to this.
AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and AM760.net.
Homeowners, do you qualify for the government's new loan modification program? And if so, do you understand what you're entitled to? Or if your lender is not participating, do you know what your alternatives are? Hi, I'm Brian Kelly, owner of JBA Financial Group. We can help you through every step of the bailout program. We know exactly what the lenders want, and if the government's plan can't help you, we can.
JBA Financial was able to reduce our interest rate from 7.75% to a 4.25% fixed rate, which saved us over $700 a month, and thankfully, we were able to keep our home.
If you're behind on your payments, unable to refinance, or facing possible foreclosure, call the experts at JBA Financial now at 866-330-5221. That's 866-330-5221. For a free qualification assessment, call 866-330-5221. That's 866-330-5221.
How many times have you heard about Incredible Smiles and wondered how they do those incredible transformations using microthin veneers or how they do those incredible implants? What about stained teeth, chipped teeth, loose dentures? You can have all your dental questions answered at the Incredible Smiles Seminar, April 9th in Broomfield. No charge, no obligation. Come with all your dental problems and get answers without a dental appointment. April 9th, 6:30 p.m. at the Omni Hotel. For reservations, call 303-77-SMILE. That's 303-77-SMILE.
Well, good morning, Michael Spear from Presidential Brokerage here. The market is really in a good mood this morning. I wake up cranky on Monday morning sometimes, and the market does too, but today it's in a good mood. The Dow is up 139 points right now. The NASDAQ Composite is up 25 and a third. The S&P is up 16 and a quarter. The Marvin, a.k.a. the Russell, is up 9 and a third. It's in pretty good mood about what's going on, I think, with the administration's plan to deal with toxic assets at the banks. Here's what's going on. It looks like the U.S. government is going to bundle up all of those toxic assets and bad debts at the banks and get their arms around what they're worth. That takes a lot of questions out of our mind. What are we headed for in terms of bank bad debt and what all is on the books? So this ought to help price it out and get our arms around it, and the markets are liking that very much. Also, existing home sales numbers come out in just a little bit, in about 15 minutes, and that's existing home sales for February, so that may have some effect on the markets as well. Think of us at Presidential Brokerage. We'll help you with your investment needs, and it's not the same old Wall Street garbage as usual. We had some great workshops last weekend. If you signed up for it and couldn't make it, that's actually good. We were packed. So anyway, give us a holler. We'll share with you what happened at those workshops. 303-694-1600 is the number at Presidential Brokerage. It's 303-694-1600. Call now.
Hi, this is Ed McCaffrey, and I'd like to request a little more consideration from all you fans of Good Feet Arch Supports. Don't get me wrong. I love it when you come up to me in the mall and want to chat about how Good Feet relieve the pain in your feet, heels, knees, and back. My only complaint is that some of you asked me to take off my shoes to prove I'm actually wearing them myself. Now, maybe in this day of phony promises and exaggerated product claims, you've become just a little cynical. So let me clear things up. Yes, I wear my Goodfeet Arch Supports in my shoes every day. I wear them in all my shoes, whether I'm playing golf or getting ready for a night out. Why? Because they take away the pain I used to feel. And yes, I'm wearing them as I speak to you right now. Believe me, I wouldn't say nice things about Goodfeet Arch Supports if they weren't true.
Cut Ed a little slack and let him keep his shoes on. You'll get 10% off your purchase of the Goodfeet Arch Support System by just mentioning his name. Call 1-877-620-3338 for the store nearest you. That's 1-877-620-FEET for Goodfeet, America's number one arch support.
It is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And since this is where Denver comes to talk, Denver should have a chance to talk. So let's go to Darren in Fort Collins. Darren, good morning. You're on the air.
Hello.
Good morning. You're on the Jay Marvin Show. Good morning.
In Lakewood.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Dr. Ebert.
You're welcome.
couple questions. I guess I was listening to other callers. I kind of calmed down. My daughter has a disability, and she's a great bowler. She bowls probably 140 to 150 constantly.
Yeah, yes, I would say that's pretty good because I know I don't.
I don't either. And I was a professional baseball player. I'm not a good bowler.
Well, in all fairness to you, it's a slightly different motion.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, I'm not competing with her. You know, I try, but she's just constantly just center.
Well, it's good that your daughter can beat you. Kids should have something they can beat their parents
in. Oh, yeah. She beats me at the chutes and ladders constantly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know that game.
Yeah, I do, of course. Yeah. But anyway, what is...
Well, you know, I worked for Barack Obama, President Obama, and worked on Amendment 51 constantly. But I was disappointed with him going on that TV show. And I didn't think that, in what you had said, I didn't think that was necessarily right. Because, you know, he can go on C-SPAN, he can go on different things.
Yeah, what struck you as wrong about it?
What struck me as wrong is, I don't know, it's kind of a joke program. It's funny.
Okay.
And I look at the president as being, well, I guess.
As above that? Better than
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but
yeah, no,
I think we're feeling pretty similar
right
about this.
Above that. That he is, yeah, above that. And that he, you know, what he says is law, pretty much. I guess. I don't know. But,
I'm not sure if what he says is law, but his position but, is, yes, yeah. He makes the big decisions, as he did say on 60 Minutes. If the decisions he made weren't so big, they'd have already been made lower down on the food chain.
Right. Well, he's going to pull the rest of the people with him, and I hope that he does the right thing.
Thanks for seeing my point. I wasn't sure that anybody got it. I wasn't sure that anybody understood what I found unseemly about it. But I think you vocalized it well, and I appreciate that. It is the Jay Marvin Show. I'm Fred Ebert. I am filling in here on KKZN Denver.
Are you planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-452-1630. That's 800-452-1630. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-452-1630 today.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett.
Wall Street back at it this Monday morning. The Dow has jumped 176 points in the first half hour. Analyst Michael Farr.
The financial stocks and the banking stocks are really on a tear.
Today, when the Obama administration is talking now about how to handle toxic bank assets, the public and private joint effort would require maybe $100 billion in bailout money, funds that were allocated by Congress last fall. That money would go to buy up to $1 trillion worth of assets.
The federal government needs to take the toxic assets off the books of the banks one way or another so that they can raise new capital and make loans again.
Says University of Maryland economist Peter Morici. Well-off taxpayers might have gotten a pass from Uncle Sam. David Burnham is an expert at Syracuse University tracking IRS audits last year.
The rate went down in a really quite substantial way, about almost 20% in 1 year.
The IRS says audits were down slightly in 2008. There was a big push to get economic stimulus checks into the hands of taxpayers. Federal officials say millionaires are five times as likely to be audited compared to those in lower or middle income brackets. Seems like we've had enough of AIG, CBS's director of surveys, Sarah Dutton, on a new poll.
76% of Americans think that AIG should not receive any more money from the government, even in order to prevent its bankruptcy.
And more than three-quarters of those surveyed said the government should try to get back those millions in bonuses that AIG handed out to employees. FaceTime is important during this recession. That's what some workers seem to think. Today's Washington Post says more employees are passing up chances to work at home. Some won't even take sick days because they're afraid they could wind up on the next layoff list. Attorney Gary Phelan focuses on family employment.
People often feel, I'm lucky I have a job. So therefore, they're less likely to try to make arrangements for things like telecommuting.
The recession's put working mothers in a bind. Many don't want to risk their jobs, and they refuse to take family leave. Seven children and seven adults are dead. Their plane went down in Butte after taking off from Oroville, California, heading for a ski trip in Montana.
A single-engine aircraft nosedived into a cemetery, one of two near the airport facility. Eyewitness Kenny Gullick.
I noticed him trying to pull up, but apparently he was way too close to the ground because next thing I knew he hit the trees in the graveyard and this big ball of fire shot up.
The cause of the crash has not been determined. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Butte, Montana.
It's a week to keep your fingers crossed in Moorhead, Minnesota. Mark Voxland's the mayor there, filling sandbags big time.
It's really a lot of work in a very short period of time for what could be a modern record flood.
The Red River might crest at about 40 feet on Friday. Good news on the housing front. Existing home sales rose 5.1% in February. Checking Wall Street, the Dow is up over 200. This is CBS News.
Conversations for a smarter planet. Our topic, smarter healthcare. Today, 25% of our healthcare dollars are eaten by administrative costs. How can we make our healthcare systems more efficient? For some perspective, we talked with Joe Jasinski, a healthcare researcher at IBM.
All over the world, people want access to healthcare that is readily available, safe, effective, and affordable. To achieve that, we need to make healthcare systems smarter. Today, information is trapped in the system. Doctors, insurers, and patients aren't connected. That makes delivering healthcare complicated, time-consuming, and inefficient. Smarter healthcare systems can remove these barriers. Paperless systems can reduce medical errors. Advanced analytics will allow healthcare to become more personalized and information-based. Smarter systems mean that everyone can work as one team to put the focus where it belongs, on the patient.
IBM invites you to visit IBM.com/think and join an ongoing conversation about the most critical issues facing our planet today. Let's build a smarter planet.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. The first big spring snowstorm hitting Colorado today. Meteorologist Frank Cooper with the National Weather Service.
We're probably going to issue a snow and blowing snow advisories for portions of the plains, but the Denver area is not included in.
Blizzard-like driving conditions expected on the eastern plains and plenty of snow in the mountains. Denver with just a rain-snow mix. Your complete forecast coming up in a moment. Former KOA news reporter and talk show host George Weber is dead, found stabbed to death in his Brooklyn, New York apartment yesterday morning. The 48-year-old Weber worked as a reporter at KOA and sister station KHOW in the late 80s and early 90s. Disgraced Quest CEO Joe Nocio will sleep in his own bed tonight as a U.S. district judge reviews his request for bail. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
where for the most part, the Denver Drive, not too bad a shape right now. We are seeing slow stretches in those usual spots, like the northbound side of 2 1/4, making the Parker curve up towards Mississippi. It's going to be dragging across Aurora on the southbound side as well, past Colfax, but not as slow. Eastbounders on 270, you're feeling it from about 76 towards Vasquez. Speeds are dropping for a little bit, eastbound E470. Wadsworth to Santa Fe, pick up for a while, then you'll tap your brakes again near University. Two-car accident, Yale and Chambers, as well as multiple accidents being reported in the high country right around Copper Mountain. Very slick along I-70. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hurry to 17th and Fillmore for the closeout of the last remaining homes in Tower 1 of the Pinnacle at City Park South, Denver's most successful luxury condominium. Two-bedroom homes start at just $399,900. One-bedroom homes from just $299,900.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his. He drove over a pothole a little fast and crack. He could have saved time and money with an Elite Safelite repair. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, we can usually repair it without removing the windshield. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free. Yep, free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000. Takes care of everything with your insurer.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. It is the Jay Marvin Show. My name is Fred Ebert. I am your professor on the sister station of News Radio 850 KOA. Our number here at KKZN, AM 760, is 303-713-7600. I'm sort of the substitute teacher today, so I'm trying to keep the spitballs to a minimum, but I realize that there's going to be some of that, and so I stand ready to receive. Jay Marvin should be back tomorrow. You can hear me on Stump the Professor on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 on 850 KOA, and I hope you'll check out one of the podcasts and become a regular. There is no politics on the show. We just discuss science and, you know, age of the universe, fate of the universe, and all things is space exploration, as well as inner space and, you know, how the sun works, how the magnetic field of the earth works. Anything you want to talk about, that's what we do on Stump the Professor. So I hope that you will join me on that. So if politics, especially right politics, makes you mad, you'll love my show. You really will. 303-713-7600, 713-7600. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the toxic debt. I want to also talk about sometime this morning about Bernie Madoff. And maybe I'll just start with Bernie Madoff, because he also has been just inundating news reports and totally torquing me off. But you know what? The people that fell for his load of malarkey are, I don't want to blame the victim, but come on. If it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true. I don't believe those emails that are sent to me that say, Mr. Gdang has $25 million in the bank of Timor and would like to get it out, and he just needs your help to do that, and you'll be able to keep $5 million U.S. For helping him out. Or I'm the widow of Jang Chuk. And, my husband did some illegal stuff in the banking industry, but now he needs help I need help getting the money out, and you can keep some of it. Or you've just won this huge sweepstakes. Your name has been selected from the email. Come on. And all you have to do is send your banking information. All you have to do is send your most vital personal information to us, and we'll send you loads of money for free. As Mom and Dad used to say, and I'm sure your mom and dad were no different, if it's too good to be true, it is not true. And Bernie Madoff was offering returns to investors in his Ponzi scheme that were too good to be true. And people who were in on the first level were bragging about it, saying, oh, you're so lucky to be considered by Bernie for Bernie's, you know, hedge fund. You're so fortunate. You're lucky, lucky, lucky. You know, my dad used to say to me, by the time you find out about a stock in, you know, that's playing big in the stock market, it is too late for you because you're not a trading house and you're not a big wig with bunches of people ferreting out opportunities for you, and you're not going to find out about things when multimillionaires and billionaires find out about them. Those opportunities are not available to you, son, he would say. And it's true. And so you have to ask, you know, and I got a big spiel by a fellow once who wanted to take my 401k, which I had amassed in my earlier work for the intelligence agencies as a consultant and for military industrial complex, a nice chunk of change that would make me very, very comfortable when I hit 65 or even 60. And he wanted to just take this sum of, I wanted to discuss with him taking $500 to $1,000, you know, a month and putting it away in some program, you know, in my 40s, you know, and I wanted to build up another little nest egg. And he was all about getting his raptor claws on my main sum of money because he'd be able to churn that and make money off of it, and he knew it. That's where the money was to be made, not in helping me meet my second goal of starting another nest egg. And he was telling me about, you know, how he times the market, and it's all about timing the market. He knows right when to move from bonds to stocks. Nobody knows that. Anytime somebody says, time the market, run like hell and take your wallet with you. So I knew I was being had, and I wanted no part of it. If it's too good to be true, if this guy's telling you he knows things because he has a crystal ball, and like Bernie Madoff, he's making returns no one else can make, it can't be true. So if you've got $700,000, like one guy had, and that was all of his retirement money, you would be an idiot to place it all with one person that you did not know personally, thinking that you were getting in on something that maybe you weren't supposed to. Oh, how lucky I am. I'm not supposed to be in Bernie Madoff's fund. How lucky I am. I'm so fortunate. Well, these people should have known better. And if they were able to amass hundreds of thousands of dollars and put them into Bernie Madoff's funds, thinking that they were getting access to something that was beyond their station, they should have been aware that it was too good to be true. So I cannot feel too sorry for them. I am sorry they lost their money, but I don't feel overwhelmingly sorry for the big doe-eyed guy who's bagging groceries at the, you know, local supermarket because he had $700,000 plus that he gave to Bernie Madoff, and now he has to work for $7 an hour. To which I say, not bad income for bagging groceries, $7 an hour. And while you're making your $7 an hour, maybe you can contemplate the downright stupidity in investing with someone you didn't know, as someone that told you that that things were going to be better than you knew they should be. It's like playing the lottery. You have every right to do it, but you'd be an idiot to make that your sole investment plan. What's your investment plan? Well, I'm going to buy a lottery ticket every week, and eventually I'm going to hit. I'm going to spend every dime I make on frivolous fun things, and I'm going to hit the lottery sometime before I retire, and that's my retirement plan. It is a retirement plan. You can't be faulted for that. It is a retirement plan. It's just not a good one. So Bernie Madoff with, what, billions of dollars in his multi-decade, I think it was $68 billion to $170 billion. They only can estimate. It's so huge they can only estimate it. But does anyone really feel sorry for the people, the towns that invested retirement funds of of police officers and firefighters and other people entitled to make their retirement income? Does anyone feel sorry for these people? No, I think that town managers should be slapped silly for investing in something they knew so little about. You have a fiduciary responsibility when you are a manager of other people's funds, and they did not do due diligence. So, you know, Bernie Madoff, yes, should rot in prison for the rest of his life. He's a slimy little man, but it isn't, you know, to me, I don't feel too bad for the people that are weeping that they lost their money because they tried to get something for nothing. They tried to get a hold of something they knew down deep inside was too good to be true. You're listening to Jay Marvin Show. I'm Fred Ebert. I'm filling in for Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The number's 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Sometimes you must bear in the culpability of your, you must share in your decisions, and especially the stupid ones. Don't become someone else's fault. Yes. Madoff's the scapegoat, but people are culpable as well. Here with a look at your traffic is John Turk.
Thank you, Fred. Traffic looking pretty busy for us now as we're right in the middle of the morning commute. Northbound 225 starting to fill up there around the spillway. Not going to break loose until Mississippi. Southbound side starting to improve there from Parker Road down to 25. We do have multiple accidents, though, in the high country on I-70 near Copper Mountain. They've placed Clear Creek County and Summit County on accident alert. Back around the metro, we'll just have some wet roads, but have caused a few accidents on the surface streets, one at Yale and Chambers, another at Monaco and Leedsdale, and now we got an accident on the ramp from Yale to northbound I-25. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, windy, and cold with rain and snow mixed. Should only get about an inch of the white stuff around the metro. Look for a high of 49. Right now, downtown, checking in at 43 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Dr. Cog, Ride Arrangers. Fight rising gas prices with help from Ride Arrangers. Call 303-458-POOL or visit drcog.org for a free list of carpool partners or van pools in your area. Spend a little time with Ride Arrangers. Save a lot on gas.
You know, there's never a good time for a major plumbing problem. You always want it to work. Hi, this is Ken Moon for Drain Solvers. They respond to emergencies 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Plumbing disasters don't take vacations, and neither does Drain Solvers. Take advantage of their fantastic sewer line TV camera analysis, normally $279, now just $79. Call the folks who have the solutions. Call Drain Solvers, 303-423-1000.
How can we make you smile? Call Drain Solvers, 303-423-1000.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Let me give you some reasons why you should shop at Rocky's Autos. Number one, they're locally owned and operated, and they care about the community that they do business in. They're big supporters of AM 760 and have been big supporters of my show. And I thank them for that, and I think you should patronize people locally who do spend their hard-earned money to advertise. Second of all, they have the largest selection of clean, late-model, previously owned vehicles in all of Colorado. These things are great, the selection is great, and you're bound to find something that you like. Plus, you get more bang for your auto buck. You know, you go buy a new car, oh, it smells great, and all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rocky's Auto's open Monday through Saturday, 9 until 9 in the evening, and drop by and see any of my friends at Rocky's. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. That's Rocky's Auto's at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Dear Mom and Dad, well, the Army has finally seen fit to give me some time off, so I'm writing to tell you that I'm doing fine over here. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. So find out how you can help. Visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
And now for the bonus round. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck?
Flapjacks.
Correct. What comes next in this series? Crustacean? Kumquat?
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Correct. How much money will you spend on gas when you rent movies from Netflix?
Zero.
Correct. Netflix. Rent as many movies as you want for only $8.99 a month. No late fees ever. Start your free trial today. Netflix.
See terms of use.
Tom Hartman.
Coming up Monday on the Tom Hartman program, I'll challenge Carrie Lucas of the Independent Women's Forum about big corporate bonuses. Would you keep it or give it back? Well, Carrie? Plus, Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, stops by to talk about her book, Standing Up to the Madness, Ordinary Heroes in Extraordinary Times. And, of course, best of the rest of the news and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman program, your radio support group for We the People.
It's the Tom Hartman program, 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk. The number's 303-713-7600. I'm Fred Ebert. I'm your professor. You can hear me on our sister station, News Radio 850 KOA, on Stump the Professor, Sunday mornings 8 to 10. Hope you'll check the show out. Cool if you're just waking up, having a cup of coffee, want a little intellectual discourse that's non-political, heading to or from church or breakfast with the family. Makes a nice way to start your day. Talking about Bernie Madoff, the Bernie Madoff scandal, while I certainly agree he is, you know, a giant hunk of scum to be scraped off the sidewalk like old chewing gum, he masterminded this whole Ponzi scheme, which ought to be changed to Madoff scheme, don't you think? Don't you think that his is bigger than Ponzi's original scheme? What if you outdo the scheme for which something is, that somebody started and it's named for them? If you do it better, shouldn't it be changed to your name, be now known as the Madoff scheme? But if you invested money with Madoff and didn't check him out and you knew his returns were just too good to be true, then you share a little bit of the responsibility of taking care of your money. And you lose it and you lost, you know, a bunch of money. If you lost everything you had, you were an idiot to put it all in one basket. If you lost a huge sum and could afford it, well, that's a slap on the wrist and maybe a lesson that perhaps you should look more carefully at your investments in the future and pay a little more attention to your hard-earned money. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Sarah in Denver. Sarah, good morning. You're on the air with Fred Ebert on the Jay Marvin Show.
Good morning, Fred. Well, you're on a different subject now, but I was listening to you on my way to work, and I disagree with you 200% on what President Obama did on the Jay Leno.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate that call. I just can't go back to that, and I'm sorry you couldn't call when we were talking about that. But we're on a new subject now, kind of like raising your hand in history class to ask about, how those sine and cosine equations work. But thank you, Sarah. I do appreciate your call and the fact that you would listen to AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600, talking about Bernie Madoff and... I think that you are complicitous in what happens to your money. And I don't hear people, maybe that's a no-brainer because people aren't, you know, disagreeing too wholeheartedly with that. So, you know, maybe it is self-evident that people have to be cautious about their investments and their money. Yes, Bernie Madoff should be punished, but. Yeah, he lied to people, but people are responsible for their own actions and their own lives. And, you know, I can't, he should go to jail, but putting him in jail longer than someone who murdered someone, putting him in jail as if he had committed multiple murders of people, I don't think that that the punishment fits the crime for that. You know, yeah, he committed a lot of fraud. Stick him in jail for 15 years, that's probably his entire lifespan anyway. And if he manages to, you know, he faces 150 years when they sentence him in June for obviously good reasons. They're not letting him out. He says, "Oh, I should be in my penthouse and not in a 6x7 cell with like a very uncomfortable bed and a toilet where the top of it is a sink." Could anything? I mean, I would not commit a crime just because I would not want to be in one of those cells. I would rather be put to death. Thank you very much. So, you know, Bernie Madoff, that will be plenty of punishment for a man who lived in a penthouse to have to live in basic squalor, although homeless people live worse than that, don't they? So it's not the punishment that's really fitting for him. He should lose all his money. It should all be taken away from him and given back to the people who invested it to some extent. But you know what? People should still be slapped on the wrist. It almost in some way cleans up the gene pool when people don't take care of their own business and they get punished for it. It's almost fitting that people who aren't bright enough to realize that Bernie Madoff's scheme was too good to be true, got spanked for it. To me, it made sense. Yeah, I want to make more money, too. I'd like to take better care of Kimberly. I love those Hearts on Fire diamonds. They cost $17,000 a carat. And I would love to buy her a 2-carat Hearts on Fire diamond that she could wear because I love her and she is means everything to me, but I don't have that kind of money. So I have to live within my means. Bernie Madoff comes along, I can't say, oh yeah, that sounds a good idea. I'll put all my money in there and then buy her a ring. Let's go to Tom in Denver. Tom, good morning. You're on the Jay Marvin Show with Fred Ebert.
Hi.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, I love that idea about changing to a Madoff scheme. Just sums it all up, you know, made off with all the cash. I think that's great.
Yeah, it's as I said, I think he is outdone. Ponzi didn't come anywhere close to committing the amount of fraud that Madoff did.
Yeah.
You know, Ponzi's out and Madoff's in.
He deserves a little recognition for it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've got some money in mutual funds, and you get these prospectus and all these things. They all tell you how great they are, but first rule of investing is never invest more than you can afford to lose.
That's right.
So, yeah, the people that made the mistake, I agree with you. Get them out of the gene pool before they reproduce.
Yeah. We don't want our future generations buying into the future Madoff schemers of America. And, as you say, we all have our nest egg. And I know that, you know, my fate is not to be a multi-billionaire. I'm not going to get rich quick. What I've managed to save, I've done by hard work like the rest of people, and I'll be danged if some fast-talking guy is going to come along and snatch my nest egg from me, telling me that he knows all his secrets about the market and how lucky I am that he's willing to deal with me. That's my money. You'd be lucky if I gave it to you.
Yeah. Now, I've been reading, I got Time Magazine when Rocky Mountain News folded, and it was sure a good choice. More in-depth articles, and there was a deal in there about how, like, when I was a kid in the 50s, people had saved and then bought.
Yes.
And they put a certain percentage of their money into savings. I think it was like 8% averaging in the 50s and 60s, and now it's down to about 1%.
Oh, if that. Yeah, I think most people don't save anything. They live very much hand-to-mouth. Are your parents depression parents?
Yeah.
So you grew up in a household where you cleaned your plate and probably your parents were a little afraid of the stock market.
Yeah.
Were they? Okay.
Well, they didn't. They just didn't bought real estate.
So my parents did.
My Depression era father with a high school education is now worth about $15 million.
Right. Yes. It's I understand completely. I have similar stories to tell in my family from the Tennessee Valley Authority when all of my uncles learned a trade like wiring and plumbing and lumber and all invested in real estate, were afraid of the stock market and did marvelously with their companies by being cautious and careful and hardworking, which was the lesson that they learned from the Depression. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate your call. To the Jay Marvin Show here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The number is 303-713-7600. I'm going to expand my topic from Bernie Madoff, which, of course, is a financially based discussion, to include toxic debt. And if you don't know what it is and why we're in the position we're in, it gets back to what I think the president ought to be saying about what he's going to do in the future, because we need to understand this more now than ever. Here with a look at our traffic at about 30 after the hour is John Turk.
Thank you, Fred. Traffic has actually been pretty light and quiet for us around Denver this morning. Already back to decent speeds, maybe a little sluggish, 30s and 40s. Heading westbound in between Denver and Boulder on the turnpike, beginning at Sheridan, going to break loose after Wadsworth. Eastbounders going to tap the brakes there around Federal. Also looking at some traffic there from Table Mesa up to Baseline once you get a little closer to Boulder. Got a couple crashes, one on the ramp from Yale to northbound I-25. And if you're traveling in the high country, we do have some winter driving conditions. Several accidents reported on I-70 near Copper Mountain, Clear Creek County, and Summit County put on accident alert. Also got high wind advisories in the state on I-76 east of Fort Morgan to the Nebraska state line. Also to the south end from Walsenburg to New Mexico on I-25. Your forecast, rain and snow mixed, but not much accumulation. Just about an inch around the metro. It will be breezy with highs in the mid to upper 40s. It's already 44 degrees in Denver. John Turk.
The road ahead. Midas wants to make sure your car is ready for the long haul. From simple tune-ups to advanced diagnostics, we'll change your oil, rotate your tires, replace your brakes, and give you something we call the fix-it list. It lets you know what's running fine, what needs fixing now, and what can wait. Think of it as peace of mind for the miles ahead. Midas, we're on this road together.
The latest CBS podcasts are available on AM760.net. Stay informed with AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says ribbit?
GoGreenFurnace.com?
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com.
Have you lost money on your IRA or other retirement investments? Are your assets in retirement safe under the new administration policies and financial crisis? What is your plan to preserve and protect your future and security of your retirement? Scheidler & Associates invites you to attend the single most informative financial event in your future. We have assisted thousands in asset protection and will teach you how to increase your wealth and financial security. You too can achieve your financial goals and utilize the IRS-approved tax and investment strategies the wealthy have used for over 40 years. Be our guest for this no-cost event luncheon at the Doubletree Hotel located at I-225 in Iliff. Register now for this event Tuesday, March 31st, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Share the knowledge of the wealthy and establish the security of true financial control. Register today. Space is limited for the new policies and tax strategy seminar. Call the law firm of Scheidler & Associates, 303-757-5678. That's 303-757-5678.
Are you ready to do some dealing? As in Deal or No Deal, just like the TV show, only at the Lodge Casino? Here's your chance to beat the banker at his own game. Play at the Lodge Casino for your chance to walk away with up to $2,000.
Are you interested in a dietary intervention that may lower your blood pressure without any medications? Researchers at the University of Colorado at Boulder are currently seeking adults age 50 to 79 to participate in a clinical research study to learn how reducing salt in the diet improves function of your blood vessels. They're seeking individuals with moderately elevated blood pressure of 130 to 159 not on blood pressure medications. Benefits of participating in this study include a complete blood panel, body fat and bone mineral density measurements, as well as a physical exam and stress test. Compensation for your time and participation is available if you qualify. If you or someone you know is a non-smoker aged 50 to 79, has moderately elevated blood pressure and is not currently taking any prescription medications, researchers at University of Colorado at Boulder would like to talk to you. Please call Carrie at 303-735-6410 for more information and to see if you qualify. Again, that number is 303-735-6410. 303-735-6410.
Donate to the MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on your Colorado income tax form. Your donation's anonymous. No gift is too small. Check off MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on the last page of your state tax form. Check a box, change a life. It's easy.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his. He drove over a pothole a little fast and crack. He could have saved time and money with an Elite Safelite repair. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, we can usually repair it without removing the windshield. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free. Yep.
free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000 takes care of everything with your insurer.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
AM 760 Progressive Talk in Denver, Colorado. It's the Jay Marvin Show. My name is Fred Ebert. I'm filling in for Jay today. He'll be back tomorrow, good Lord willing. The number here is 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. And I'm talking about Bernie Madoff, and I'm going to expand that as we continue here, but I'll take your thoughts on that part of it as before we expand the topic. And I'm going to share with you what it is I do on my show, Stump the Professor, on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10. I'm going to give you a puzzle to work on for the rest of the show, and we'll see if you get it. You get an attaboy if you get it. Puzzle coming up. If you like to write these things down, grab a pencil and paper. If you're driving, you know, please don't. Let's go to Steve in Denver. Good morning, Steve. You're on the Jay Marvin Show on KKZN.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Well, the big diamonds are coming. I mean, you're in radio.
Yeah, exactly. I've broken through in the largest piece of the entertainment industry, talk radio.
That's right. Hey, by the way, to show you my status growing up, I was raised on cheese and white bread casserole. Did I say more?
No, I'm with you.
So anyway, couple things about this guy. Two things. People like a secret, and they all migrated towards this little Ponzi scheme he had because it was a little secret, you know? It's just the psychology of people. And the other thing is that, you know, most of his victims were Jewish, and I do believe that that really helped with bringing the hammer down on him, that Jews don't like to lose their money.
Well, that's I don't think anybody does. I think that's a bit broad. I don't think that Jews have any more love of their money. I mean, I love my money. I don't want to lose it, and I'm a Presbyterian.
Well, but I guess the thing is they're connected, and you know that there's a lot of momentum that went behind once he started to fall. There's still a lot of momentum out there to pull in everybody that's connected with it. I just feel like that it didn't, you know, it probably hurt him a little more that they were successful Jewish people that, and I'm not a racist. I just, you know.
No, I don't think you're a racist. You might be an anti-Semite. No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking. I'm just joking about the words here. I'm not sure that. It's an opinion we can't test, and so it's your opinion, and
sure.
Of course, you're entitled to it. I think when people are hurt and ripped off, it doesn't really matter, you know, what their religion is. They're going to be hurt by it, and they're going to want. You know, they're going to want some form of vengeance taken regardless of whether they're Jewish or not. But I appreciate your viewpoint. I thank you for making it.
Thank you.
Here on KKZN, it is AM 760. It's Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Here's a little puzzle for you to think about today. If you like to solve these things, if it makes you feel good to outthink your professor. Here's one. It's the kind of thing that comes up sometimes on Stump the Professor on Sunday mornings, 8 to 10 on the sister station here, 850 KOA. And here's the deal. A guy called yesterday and said, I have three containers, and I'm just going to give it to you, and we'll talk about it like before the show ends. Three containers. They each contain fruit, oranges or apples. One box contains apples, one contains oranges, and one box contains both. They're all mislabeled. So the box that contains oranges is not labeled oranges. It might be labeled apples or it might be labeled both. But the three boxes containing apples, oranges, and then one contains apples and oranges are all mislabeled. You may reach into one box and pull out one piece of fruit without looking in the box. And the question is, what do you do to then properly and correctly label all three boxes? So there's a little puzzle. That's the kind of thing that might come up on Stump the Professor. It's not at all a show that will get your blood boiling because we're, you know, discussing political hot-button issues. It's never about shouting or, you know, raising our voices. It's some nice early morning, warm-the-brain-up kind of talk on News Radio 850 KOA. But this is Progressive Talk on AM 760, 303-713-7600. Now, as your professor, I want to educate you. I want to make sure that we all understand the problems that we're in, and it harkens back to my discussion about the fact that I want the president discussing how he plans to handle these specific issues. And one is, there's a catch-all term floating around out there for the trillions of dollars in bad loans that are at the heart of the current global economic complete and utter meltdown. And the term is toxic debt. And originally it was just mortgages that were backed by dubious subprime borrowers. But now the term toxic debt has been expanded, and it includes bonds that are backed by any number of bad loans that include but aren't limited to credit cards, student loans, leases of any number of things. And so the people who buy these bonds that are toxic, those would be banks and insurance companies and pension funds and hedge funds and any number of investors, were expecting these bonds that they bought to produce large amounts of cash every month. Again, I say it was too good to be true, and certainly they should have seen it coming, and they were very greedy, and they really didn't think very carefully about the damage that could happen from this toxic debt that I believe was labeled by, trying to think of who did this, it might have been a T. Boone Pickens labeled them the atomic bombs, or the weapons of mass destruction, rather, of the financial industry, these securities backed by bad debt. And the bonds didn't generate all the money that people thought they would generate because, you know, why did it happen? Because there were massive losses and not gains because of the models that these institutional borrowers and investors were using to model the financial markets. And anytime you have a rather simplistic model of economics, of an economic issue, you're probably going to be wrong. And how much toxic debt is out there? The problem is nobody knows. It's been done under the secrecy of banking laws. It's beyond regulators' reach, and what happened was financial institutions bought all these and had these models of the fact that they would rise and people would continue to buy increasingly more real estate, but nobody understood that the model they were using were based on recent historical data, not long-term data. And their model said that housing prices should keep on going in only one direction, up. It was impossible for them to go down. It reminds me of an old game that used to be on mainframe computers of the stock market, it was called, where the stock prices were continuous. And they would turn around and go up and down, but they weren't discrete. They weren't quantized as the stock market is. That is to say, a stock can be worth a dollar and then be worth $2 without ever being worth $1.50 or anything in between for that matter. And so they took these bad models and said we can never lose money. So based on that, they figured they were good to go, and they started, now people are defaulting from anywhere from 5 cents to 32 cents on the dollar. And the problem is no one knows how much is out there. And my question is, what is the president going to do about it? What will be the right thing to do about it? Let's go to Jordan. Jordan is on the phone on the J. Marvin Show. Good morning, Jordan. You're on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Thank you very much. Good morning to you as well. I was just in my car. I'm actually back in my office. and I heard some of the comments by the last caller. I got to be honest, I'm Jewish. I'm not ashamed of that, and I was offended by what he said.
Yeah, I'm. You have every right to be. You know, I'm not Jewish, so it's not. You know, I can't speak for anybody's offense. But if you were offended by it, I'm glad that you aired your viewpoint and let people know that you were.
Well, the point is, you said it kind of tongue in cheek, but you were right. It's an anti-Semitic comment that he made, and the reason why is you're stereotyping a group of people based on some common perception.
No, he was. I'm not.
No. I know. Not you. I meant him.
Yeah, okay.
It's like
it's the all-encompassing you.
Yes, exactly. And I mean, he even made the comment, well, I'm not racist, and I'd comment that Jews, you know, being Jewish is not a race.
Well, that's why I said I didn't think he was racist. I thought he was anti-Semitic.
But, you know, there are a lot of people who work in a lot of different industries in this country, and I think that the reason rich people are connected. You know, he ripped off a lot of rich people. You know, when you do that, you're going to get the hammer brought down on you. You know, I don't think it has anything to do with the people.
No, and he also ripped off a lot of people who had medium and less than a lot of income. He ripped off people that were Catholics, that were institutional investors, that were single investors, that were Catholic, Jewish, Protestant, Arab. Who knows all of the different individual people who were hurt by it? But yeah, the issue was not one type of person was being hurt. That's certainly
the case. Madoff was a prominent Jewish person, and that's why there's more Jewish people who were hurt by this in New York and Florida, particularly because amongst the Jewish community there, that's who he preyed on. He went to these synagogues and he went to wealthy Jewish people and he sucked them in, gave them very good returns, and then used them to connect through their networking to go after a lot of people. It's like, and I'm just trying to think of another example, but that's the community he went after. So
it's precisely like a WASP heading up a major bank going to his private country club that doesn't admit anyone of color or a different religion and saying, hey, Schmedley, I've got a great deal for you, and preying on the people to whom he has access.
That's exactly what it is. It's preying on the people to which he had access to.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right there. And I'm just glad I got to say my piece because I don't always listen to the J. Marvin show, but if I'm in the car in the morning, I definitely listen. And I was offended, and I think there's a negative stereotype out there, and I guess every group of people has some kind of negative stereotype against them, right?
Well, except for me, of course. There's no negative stereotype that has anything to do with me. Yes, you're right.
When you make an all-encompassing comment like that, and you, I mean, I've dealt with a lot of anti-Semitism in my life, and a lot of people who say, like, the metal scrap and recycling business, especially in the Northeast, is dominated by Jewish companies. And I've heard people make comments, well, you can't sell any scrap if you don't deal with the Jews. And part of that goes back to, well, a long time ago, you were limited in what industries you could get into because you were Jewish. And that's one industry that you were able to get into. So, yes, families rose to prominence in that.
Well,
I
learned something, Jordan. I did not know that. I learned something from you.
Well, that's part of why the banking industry, the scrap metal industry, Hollywood, those were avenues that were open to people. Whereas being a corporate, in some of the corporate world way back when, that avenue wasn't open to you.
Oh, well, let's look at the hatred side of it, whether it's intended or not, Jordan, is people tend to focus their dislike of something on any group or type of person they dislike. For example, somebody cuts them off on the highway, and without even knowing anything about them, they'll say, those damn women drivers. Typical old people. And so there's a lot of hatred that revolves around people just disliking someone without any reason behind it. Although I do appreciate your historical overview of why people why Jews went into certain businesses because of the availability. Listen, I got to take a break here, Jordan,
no,
but I'm appreciative that you called in and voiced your offense. Thank you, sir. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here with a look at traffic, John Turk.
Thank you, Fred. Really a nice and fast commute for us this morning. Southbound 25, already back in shape up in Northland. We do see the residual jams there once you get downtown after I-70. Also still working this crash in the cleanup phase. It's on the ramp from Yale to northbound I-25. Also, this just popping up, a medical emergency. It's on the ramp from Evans to southbound 25 right there. In the high country, we do have some snow falling. It's put Clear Creek and Summit counties on accident alert. Had a few crashes there at Copper Mountain. Those have been cleaned up, but you do want to be careful if you're driving in the high country today. Also, high wind advisories on 76 from Fort Morgan to the Nebraska state line and on 25 from Walsenburg down to New Mexico. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, windy, and cold with rain and snow mixed. Should only get about an inch of the...
Welcome, sir, to Alex and Dano's Steakhouse. What can I get you?
What do you recommend?
Well, the ribeye steak is fantastic.
Oh, is it?
Yes, and it's also free.
Free?
Free.
Well, I'm gonna go with ribeye, then.
Free is better. Do your simple federal return for free at TurboTax.com. TurboTax is the leading brand of tax software year after year. So hurry. Time is running out. Choose easy. Go to TurboTax.com today. TurboTax Federal Free Edition not appropriate for all returns.
The federal budget deficit in half.
You can get health care done in 2009, you think?
When are these jobs going to start being produced?
What are your expectations?
I am now the president, and I've got this mess that we've inherited. My job is to clean up this mess. I accept responsibility for that.
Hear the whole interview now on AM760.net.
Dad, the toilet's angry again.
Is your math homework down there?
No, Dad, it always gurgles. Why don't you call Drain Solvers, the people that make you smile? They're having a $79 special to look into the sewer line.
Well, that's right. It was $279. Now it's just $79. Good call, sweetheart.
Don't let plumbing problems dampen your day. Drain Solvers has an incredible $79 special to check your pipes. Drain Solvers is a member of the Tom Martino Troubleshooter Network.
How can we make you smile? Call Drain Solvers, 303-423-1000.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-452-1630. That's 800-452-1630. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-452-1630 today.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's the Jay Marvin Show. I'm Fred Ebert. I'm filling in for Jay today. He should be back tomorrow. It's 53 after the hour right now, 7 to the top. The number 303-713-7600. You can hear me, Fred Ebert, on our sister station, 850 KOA, News Radio 850 KOA, on the weekends on Sundays from 8 to 10. It's Stump the Professor. We're not in any way driven by politics. It's a hate-free, yell-free zone for the most part, except when people get angry with me because they feel passionately about some particular issue in science. So we're talking about toxic debt. We started talking about Madoff and the fact that he came up with a wonderful little niche in which he could rip people off, and I think people should be held responsible in some sense for their actions, and so he should be held responsible for ripping people off, but people also needed to be aware that when things were too good to be true, that they should be wary of them, and I think people did not perform their due diligence. And we're talking about, you know, why this toxic debt, which is the trillions of dollars of loans that are at the heart of our meltdown right now, that President Barack Obama will address, and I assume he's going to do it through, you know, and I haven't seen this part of it yet, the part that FDR did where he rebuilt the infrastructure of America, where he put the Tennessee Valley Authority through, where jobs, or as the president would say, jobs. Where jobs are made available to people and people are trained in in an industry of, you know, learning to fix bridges, learning to fix roads, learning to plumb, learning to build with lumber, learning a trade. And then they go off and form businesses that then support the infrastructure, as my uncles did during the Depression. And they each made a lot of money forming lumber companies, real estate holding companies, plumbing companies. They all learned to trade at the government's expense, and the government should open up the coffers and pay to train people. And once you've trained people, then they go and form little companies that hire people and make the jobs. It's not, you know, we all know trickle-down economics is complete and utter bull crap. It couldn't be more so. When you want to make jobs, you don't give money to rich people and hope that some trickles down to make jobs. You give it to little companies so that they will hire people immediately. They did a study, and they find that when you give a dollar to a wealthy person who doesn't need it, they spend about 3 cents of it. When you give it to a middle-class American, someone earning between $40,000 and $80,000, they spend much, much more of it, like something like 75 cents of it or more. We tend to save very little because we live in an environment economically where wealth has been systematically transferred to the top 0.1% ever since the Reagan days. It's been a slow and steady increase so that the top 0.1% of Americans control, 50-60% of the wealth and income in America. So, while in my great-grandfather's day, it took his generation only three generations or two generations to double the family wealth, today it takes 9 or 10 generations. It is absolutely stacked against and set up to destroy middle-class America. Soon America will be like Mexico. That is to say that we will have 5 or 6 incredibly wealthy families and everyone else will be impoverished. Oh, is it quite that gloomy? Maybe not. But if something isn't done soon to reverse that, it will be. And this cry and cry by the far right, that the wackadoo right, I call them, because they really aren't true conservatives in the sense that Eisenhower was a conservative. In the sense that he was a conservative, Eisenhower understood that the way that you structure an economy is by being fiscally conservative, unlike what we had in the White House for the past 8 years, which was absolutely no excuse for it. We've transferred too much money to the upper echelon and kept middle-class America down, down, down in the process. You're listening to the J. Marvin Show. More to come on the economy to better understand what's going on. You're listening to Fred Ebert. I'm your professor. You can hear me on News Radio 850 KOA Sunday mornings 8 to 10. It is Progressive Talk you're listening to. It is KKZN in Denver.
Hey, I don't need to be your Facebook friend, MySpace buddy, or Twitter pal. But there is a cool new way for us to connect. Now you can listen to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk on your BlackBerry. It's free. Find out how on AM760.net.
Credit card debt. It causes stress in your life, arguments with your loved ones,
and collection agents calling you nonstop.
If you feel like you're drowning in credit card debt with no way out, listen closely. No matter how high your credit card debt is, at Jordan McKenna, we're not here to judge you. We're here to help you. Together, we can reduce what you owe and
stop those collection calls.
We'll even design an affordable monthly payment plan. You could save thousands of dollars of your high-interest credit card debt. If you have over $5,000 in credit card debt, you could automatically qualify. Call Jordan McKenna now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Find out how to reduce what you owe,
stop the never-ending collection calls,
and get out from under the mountain of credit card debt. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call now. 800-501-7781. That's 800-501-7781. Don't miss out. Call 800-501-7781.
AM 760.
It has been and will remain
Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. This is the day of the unveiling. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner is spelling out the administration's plans for dealing with the toxic loans on banks' books. Under the proposal, the government would use up to $100 billion from the existing bailout pool in hopes of encouraging the private sector to buy up far more of the bad debt. CBS News correspondent Chip Reed.
They are concerned that some private interests will not be interested because they think these assets are going to cost too much. But Geithner said he's counting on having a private sector mechanism here for determining prices of these toxic assets.
Investors are reacting positively to the plan, sending stocks up sharply so far today. Right now, the Dow is ahead 282 points and the NASDAQ ahead about 50. Investment specialist Hugh Johnson.
Investors are somewhat upbeat about prospects for this plan having a positive impact on the economy.
The latest report on existing home sales is also buoying the market. The National Association of Realtors says sales last month jumped 5.1%. Still, market strategist Doug Roberts says it's probably wise not to read too much into these figures.
I think this is kind of like a bounce. I guess probably the analogy could be is if you, it's kind of like a cold. Your coughing has stopped. Maybe you're not sneezing as much. Doesn't mean you've gotten rid of the cold.
It's a sign of the tighter economic times. More employees are foregoing flex time and telecommuting to show their faces more around the office. Gary Phelan is an attorney specializing in issues of employment and family who says there's no secret why.
Fear. People are scared of losing their jobs. They're scared that if they are telecommuting, they're going to be more vulnerable for termination or layoff.
We'll call it sea fraud. A General Accountability Office study concludes it's a big problem. Fraud in the seafood supply chain because the federal oversight agencies aren't working together. What kind of fraud? Substituting cheap fish for more expensive varieties, too much ice, water, or breading to increase weight. Gavin Gibbons with the National Fisheries Institute says it raises questions about food safety.
If they're sending you 8 pounds of fish and 2 pounds of ice rather than 10 pounds of seafood, then what else might they be skimping on? What other corners might they be cutting?
The GAO report points the main finger of blame at the Food and Drug Administration. Federal investigators are looking into clues into yesterday's crash of a single-engine prop plane in Butte, Montana that killed all 14 people aboard. Half the victims were children. CBS News correspondent Hattie Kaufman.
There's reportedly no black box on board this aircraft. In addition, there was little or no contact with the Butte Airport, which is quite surprising since it's very close. The plane just about made it to the runway.
The plane was believed to be carrying its occupants on a ski trip. At some point during the flight, officials say the pilot scrapped the flight plan and headed for Butte. This is CBS News.
Another Vanguard simple truth. Investment costs count. High costs can be a drain on your portfolio. So we keep costs down. In fact, the average mutual fund charges 6 times more than we do. It's your money. Hold on to it. Visit Vanguard.com to obtain a prospectus with investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and other information to read and consider carefully before investing. Investments are subject to risk. Source of average cost data, Lipper Inc. as of 12/31/07. Vanguard Marketing Corporation distributor.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people age 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? The good news is that wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an eye doctor and get checked out right away, because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Finally, some real moisture.
We're looking for still some heavy snow in the mountains, 10 to 20 inches.
Meteorologist Frank Cooper with the National Weather Service saying northeastern Colorado and the plains will also get a few inches. Here in the metro area, no accumulation expected from rain mixed with snow today. That moisture would have been good for spring flowers, but the recession's making that a moot point in Broomfield. City officials have decided to cut $40,000 they usually pay each year for flower planters and hanging baskets of flowers. New York police are investigating the murder of former KOA reporter and talk show host George Weber. The 48-year-old Weber was found stabbed to death in his Brooklyn apartment over the weekend. Weber started at KOA in the late 80s as a reporter and eventually hosted his own talk show. And school officials in Pueblo are talking about four-day school weeks next year to save money. The predictions are that a four-day week would save about $1.2 million for the district. The Pueblo Chieftain reports officials plan to conduct a parent survey in coming weeks to debate that idea. Sports: Avs lose to the San Jose Sharks 3-1, and the New York Daily News reports this morning that New York Jets GM Mike Tannenbaum has made contact with the Broncos, asking for the Jets to be considered in a Jay Cutler trade scenario. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And that's where the Denver Drive winded down pretty quickly. A few leftover heavy pockets to be aware of, like I-25 downtown. Sounds like there's a stall right around Colfax. Could kind of hang you out for a minute. Also seeing some leftover slowing on the northbound side at 2 1/4 right before Iliff. Medical emergency on Evans and I-25 still kind of affecting things and crews. They've cleaned up that crash. Yale and I-25. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Dr. Cog, Ride Arrangers. Fight rising gas prices with help from Ride Arrangers. Call 303-458-POOL or visit drcog.org for a free list of carpool partners or van pools in your area. Spend a little time with Ride Arrangers. Save a lot on gas.
They're giving me flack on the Northern Tier because I'm doing what I asked all of you wonderful Americans to do. Just look in your own backyard.
Ed Schultz.
What's happening in your community? But I get a kick out of Lou Dobbs, Bill O'Reilly, Slanhead Hannity. They act like they're just out there looking out for you, the consumer. Who have they gotten out of a job that was screwing the people? Fair question?
The Ed Schultz Show. Mornings 10 to 1.
Once you get the information, you can get after it in your own backyard.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Really progressing it.
We progressive.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Wait, who am I filling in for?
It is the Jay Marvin Show. My name is Fred Ebert. I'm your professor. I'm the people's professor on our sister station, News Radio 850 KOA, Sunday mornings 8 to 10. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk, the Jay Marvin Show. Ed Schultz is up next, 10 to 1, right here on AM 760. The number, when you care to join me, is 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Boy, you know, our news break brought with it, there are two great education stories out there, and as a professor, I surely want to hit upon them. And one is the 4-day school week in Pueblo. Oh, come on. You know, what event happened in the world that increased exponentially the number of technologists in the world? And, you know, until this event happened, people were constantly reinventing the wheel. But now kids are held responsible for an exponentially increasing body of knowledge. And we don't live in an agrarian society where kids need to have so much time off to go till the farmland or support their candidates for Congress. And so it's just the wrong direction to be. You know, kids are out of school more than they're in school. They're in school for 180 days. They're out of school more than they're in school. And that's just the wrong direction. School days are getting shorter. And, I'm no great fan of teachers' unions, and I agree with Barack Obama when he says it should be possible to get rid of bad teachers. You know, if you're just treading water and waiting for retirement and waiting to live on your fat pension, then get out. Stop teaching. But school week shouldn't be going to 4-day school weeks. It should be going to 6-day school weeks or 7-day school weeks because there's more to learn. And as my partner in crime here, my producer and friend John Turk points out, what are parents going to do? What are they going to do when the kids are home one day extra a week? What, quit their job? stay home, pay for daycare. It becomes a lose-lose situation. Kids don't learn and the parents don't learn. And I do want to hit upon that. I do want to talk about that very much here on AM 760. I want to finish off my thoughts on the economy first, which if you totally agree with me, won't take me long. If you disagree with me, well, it'll take a little bit longer. First of all, the solution here to the toxic debt that we're in right now is not, I repeat, not to be giving any companies or banks any money. If your floor is wet because your roof has a hole in it, the correct answer is not to invest in paper towel companies and wait for the stock to go up. It's not to buy paper towels or buckets. It's to go fix the roof. And the problem with the United States and our trillions of bad loans out there is that this toxic debt exists and we don't even know how much. So number one, the government must make the banks tell us how much is out there in toxic debt. Two, we need to take money as a government if we're going to pour money into something and pour it back into the people who own the toxic mortgages and the toxic backed array of bad loans, whether they're auto loans or credit card debt, student loans, commercial mortgages, aircraft leases, car leases, whatever they are. It's those people to whom the money should go, and then we will own the debt and people must pay the government back. Don't give it to the corporations and say, oh, yeah, you can do whatever you want here. Oh, I hope you'll loan some money out. So what a giant mistake it was to give all of these corporate bailouts, because they came to bite us in the butt, and we saw exactly what corporations would do when AIG in, what, Wilton, Connecticut, some freaking place no one's ever heard of, the people that work there decided that they were entitled to bonuses for running the company into the ground, anywhere from a couple $100,000 to over $6 million. They were entitled to bonuses. When I screw up, not only am I not given a bonus, I'm fired. Can you imagine? The way radio works, in case you didn't know, it would be true for someone like Jay. I'm not even big enough in radio to have this apply to me because I'm a professor. Radio is not my main gig. But I'm sure Jay has an incentive plan here on AM 760. If he's in the top five, let's say, if AM 760 falls in the top five in his time slot, right, from 6 on in the morning, then, you know, if it's number 5 in the market, he gets so many $1,000. If it's number 2, it's more. Number 3, more. 2, more. 1, even more. And if he stays in, you know, number 1 rated in every book, he can make a pretty penny. That's how you incentivize people to do well, is you pay them for and reward them for doing well. You don't pay them for screwing up. If he finishes last in the market, we don't buy him a new car and give him $10,000. If he stays at the bottom, if he were at the bottom for many books in a row, he might find himself without a job at some point. So why on earth would we take AIG, give them money, let them give out bonuses to people, and then continue to take these people that own the toxic debt and give them money on the vague hope that perhaps someday they'll make money available? There's no money to be loaned out. It isn't available for anybody. So what the government is doing is wrong, wrong, wrong. Stop giving them money. Stop taking hard-earned taxpayer money and giving it to the corporations. We should own the product. We should own the houses, and the people that are in them will renegotiate with them because they're the taxpayer. They're the people. We'll get our money back from people by keeping them in their homes, not by giving it to companies who then turn around and give bonuses to people for ruining the finances of the United States. It doesn't make any sense at all. It's completely turned around. The president needs to come, if he's going to come on these cockamamie shows, like the Jay Leno show, Jay has to put a hard question to him and not say to him, so, is it fun to fly around in Air Force One? Oh, you like Marine One? Is that fun to fly in a helicopter? He needs to put the question to him, Mr. President,
What are we going to do about the fact that the American financial system is crumbling? It's a blazing inferno destroying us. What are we going to do about that, Mr. President? That's the question that needs to be put to the president if he's going to come on popular television. Tell us what you're going to do, because what's going on now, namely bailouts for corporations, which result in bonuses for people who made the mess, it's like giving the puppy a treat for weeing all over the carpet. We're giving them rewards for screwing up. So the president needs to say, wait a minute, folks, wait a minute, I got it. I got the problem now. It's a done deal, folks. I know what's wrong now. We need to go right at the source of the problem. When the roof is leaking, we need to fix the leak, not go buy a new carpet and put it in so the carpet doesn't look so messy from the stain. Not go get paper towels and newspapers and buckets and put it down. But fix the roof! I mean, really, come on, folks. Anybody understands it. This president went to Harvard. He knows what to do. So he needs to come out and make his peace known that the way that we approached it in the last administration, namely to take almost $1 trillion and give it to companies, is nowhere near the right solution. It's to give it to the people who are in the most trouble. Let them stay in their homes. Let the millions of people who are in danger of losing their homes pay the government back. Because then the toxic debt doesn't matter anymore, because it's ours. We own it, not some company somewhere who doesn't know how much it is, how much it's worth, doesn't know how much of it they own, and decides the best thing to do with their bailout money is to reward the people who screwed up. It doesn't make any sense. My name is Fred Ebert, filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Here, with a look at your traffic, is John Turk.
Thank you, Fred. Traffic's really back to shape around the city. Nothing to let you know about around the metro. Back to top speeds on 225 in Aurora. Same deal traveling in and out of downtown on 25. In the elevated portion of I-70, speeds in the 50s and 60s there, traveling between downtown and DIA. If you are in the high country, though, watch out for snowy and ice-packed road conditions along I-70. Those are over the high mountain passes. The spring storm is heading through the high country. Both Summit and Clear Creek counties are on accident alert. Also have high wind advisories out there to the northeast on 76 from Fort Morgan to Nebraska, and in the south end on 25 between the New Mexico state line and Walsenburg. Your forecast, rain and snow mixed, but not much accumulation. We should get a little bit more snow and rain this afternoon, just about an inch around the metro. It will be breezy with highs in the mid to upper 40s.
Cindy Brown, founder and president of Denver-based Blue Moon Works, on why she picked the CU Executive MBA program.
I wanted to start my own company, and I knew I needed to beef up my business skills. At first, I was concerned that the professors wouldn't have enough real-world experience. Boy, was I wrong. It's paid for itself over and over again. By taking the skills I've learned, our company has doubled in growth every year, and I expect it to double again this year.
Go to colorado.edu/executive MBA or call 303-623-1888. That's
623-1888. REI asks, just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out. Bring your family to the REI Member Rewards event. Join the co-op and receive an annual refund. Plus, new and existing members can save 20% on camping, hiking, backpacking, and climbing gear. Not a member? Then this is the perfect time to join. Come into an REI near you March 2nd through March 29th or shop REI.com. REI. Find out. Offer applies to one full price item.
I'm at the office or entertaining clients. I'm spending quality time with my three adopted children. I enjoy reading, meditating, and traveling. I'm financially and emotionally stable, affectionate, witty, and very happy in life. You? Well, you're smart, witty, artistic, financially secure, and you think outside the box. You love kids and would make a great father because you're passionate, affectionate, and just as strong emotionally as you are physically. I know you're out there, Mr. Wright. We've both just been too busy to find each other.
Ignite Matchmaking is currently evaluating all candidates. Call now for your complimentary screening. The search for Mr. Wright is on. Call 303-929-7304 or visit online at ignitematchmaking.com. Once again, call 303-929-7304.
AM 760.
760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. It's the J. Marvin Show. I'm Fred Ebert. I'm filling in. You can hear me. I'm your professor on our sister station, Sunday mornings, News Radio 850 KOA from 8 to 10. Look me up on the website, 850KOA.com. You can download the podcast, share in the puzzles. I got one out there for you now. If you're working on it, I'll restate it and I'll solve it. Well, I'll tell you where to find the solution by the end of the show, that's for sure. Let's take your calls on this, 303-713-7600. I, for one, you know, since the estimate of the financial troubles is anywhere from 13 to, you know, or so a trillion on up, the figure is more than the annual economic output of the European Union or the United States. So, you know, what's at stake is the very future of our country. So it's not a small problem. It needs to be addressed, and it needs to be addressed correctly before we bankrupt our entire nation. It'll be a very short career for the nation. You know, we'll never even celebrate our tricentennial. Yeah, the Roman Empire will have lasted a lot longer. Let's go to Kevin in Fort Collins. Kevin, good morning. You're on the J. Marvin Show with Fred Ebert.
Good morning, Fred. How you doing today?
Good, thanks.
Good. If I could go back to Madoff and then work my way towards these these debts that
you're... Oh, I think we could allow that. Sure, go ahead, Kevin.
Okay, well, the thing is with Madoff with your money is the fact that they talked about this on 60 Minutes, that there were whistleblowers, one in particular, an analyst that talked about Madoff over and over, went there, and he also made a good point when he was on there. Can't think of the guy's name. He had a Greek name, but very educated person, and he talked about the fact that no major financial companies had lost a dime with Madoff because of the fact that they put his ideas, you know, to pen and pencil and threw it in their computers, and there's just no way that it could sustain itself. And so they stayed away, but they didn't blow the whistle. This guy did. He went to the SEC multiple times with his findings and said, this just can't happen. Well, Chris Cox, appointed by Bush, who was basically, you know, the fox guarding the hen house, said, thank you, but no thanks. We're not interested. So, the idea that, you know, everybody should be, you know, wise and that type of thing, I get that. That's true. And when it sounds too good to be true, that's also, the sign you should stay away or even run in the opposite direction. But the bigger picture of it is laissez-faire government. And it was not only alive and well in Bush's administration, it was something that he celebrated. And, you know, so anybody, and it goes back to these securities, these asset securities that you're talking about. It's the same thing there. If you go back in time with the Resolution Trust, Stedman that ran that, he was talking about, a while ago, how he was the one that actually, you know, it took him about 5 minutes to come to the conclusion, but he mentioned the fact that he was the one that came up with this idea. And he went to Greenspan and other regulators and said, this needs to be regulated. And Greenspan said that anyone that's going to be dealing in this market is going to be so savvy and so understanding of what's going on that there's no way that we need to regulate it. So
yeah, yes. Greenspan understood all too well that a regulation was needed there and didn't want to tinker with. Although he
did. I'm going to
let you continue. Don't worry.
Okay.
But I wanted to interject about Greenspan that he does admit that that he did not expect the people that were at the that were at the forefront of this to be so very greedy. He really honestly, I do believe him when he says he thought that there was honor on Wall Street. I don't think he's lying when he said that.
Oh, come on, Fred. When has that ever existed? I mean, if you look at any type of historical prospectus or a historical look, you'll find that there's booms and busts, and it mostly happened in the Gilded Age when we had no regulation, and that's what brought on the Great Depression. And finally, Roosevelt and the country had enough of it and said, we need these regulations. I mean, if Roosevelt would have never came on and you would have had more Hoover or more people like him, it would have just, you know, we would, this country would look like Mexico, where there was never a middle class, and we would have never got out of it. You would have had the gilded people, the ones with the huge money, and then the rest of us.
Yeah, you know, and I've addressed a lot of those issues here. I'm simply saying on the Greenspan issue, I do believe him that he did not think that people on the people who were doing this on Wall Street were celebrating the absolutely unfettered amount of greed that they were. We all know that people that have money want more. That's just my opinion. I'm stating it. Now move on to your next point.
Okay, Fred, I get that, but he wasn't talking to a bank teller. Stedman was one of the most respected people in the world. I mean, he was put in there to fix up the last savings and loan mess that happened because of Reagan looking the other way and allowing savings and loan companies to go into commercial lending, which they were never supposed to do. And so he understood that when Stedman said this, this wasn't something to take lightly. It was just more laissez-faire.
Sure, and listen, every president has done that. Every president has engaged in deregulation and in making sure that such issues are not closely watched, including Clinton and every other president from Reagan on out. So it's not just a Republican issue. It's not a Democratic issue. Move on to the next point, because we won't solve historically the issue. Move on to where we are now and what needs to be done.
Well, what needs to happen now is the fact that we need to put – you can't fix anything unless you stop what's going on. And that's why we've had these, you know, AIGs handing out the money you have Citicorp sponsoring bowl games with the taxpayer money is because they handed them the money before they checked into the problem, and they handed them the money before we passed any regulation. As far as I know, and I've kept up with things pretty well, I don't know that they've put any of the Glass-Steagall regulations or any of those types of things back into place. Have they?
No. So we're in total agreement that what's going on now and giving money with no strings attached to corporations, as was done for the first time with the almost $1 trillion Bush bailout, is the wrong way to go. So I've suggested that we buy the debt and take over the loans that the people are having difficulty paying and renegotiate with them. What's your suggestion?
Well, my suggestion is a simple one, and I'm copying it from John Stewart. It mimics yours, where you hand all the money, instead of giving it to the banks, you give it to all the people. I don't care if they were house flippers or people that bought too much house or whatever. You give the money, you pay off all their mortgages, all of them. That way, as you pay those off, the banks have the money again. They're liquid. They have money to loan. They don't have that outstanding bad debts. These people have homes to live in, and the people, that made these bad mortgages, or not the people that made them, but the ones that had them, now all of a sudden, instead of $1,500 to $4,000, $5,000 a month mortgage payments, they can go out and buy things. You stimulate the economy, and you do it from it trickles up instead of the trickle down type of thing.
Well, you even used my exact words. Thank you. So we're in total agreement. It's trickle up and buy the debt up. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate your call. It's always nice to have people back up, my position, because I know most of the time I'm right. The number 303-713-7600. Let's go to Betsy. Betsy, thanks for calling the Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Betsy.
I'm the only one who's always right, by the way, not you. But anyway, I was calling.
Well, you just made your first mistake.
I'm just trying to add a little humor because
I think you did. I was playing right into it.
Listen, I am outraged at Evan Bayh, who isn't from Colorado, so I'm like, okay, he's doing what he's doing. But Senators Udall and Bennett are now joining forces with Evan Bayh and his kahuna-less Democratic effort to rein in what President Obama is trying to do. They're playing into the Republican mantra of spending is bad. I want to make one point that has not been publicized. Part of the stimulus package, I don't know if any of the listeners have realized this because it hasn't been publicized, but COBRA benefits, for example. You get laid off from your job and you need health insurance in order to maintain your insurability for any pre-existing conditions.
Yes.
Before the stimulus package, the employee, the fired employee or laid off employee, had to pay that entire premium, and most times, if not, could not pay it, so they were not insured. The stimulus package now provides that only 35% of the premium will be paid by the employee, 65% is paid by the employer, and they get a tax credit. The employer gets a tax credit for that. I think that's huge. Everybody, these Democrats, Udall and Bennett, oh, I'm so livid. I will not vote them back into the Senate if they stay with this committee. But the point is, they're reiterating the mantra that spending is bad. Well, that's one example, what I just said, that will help most of the people I know in the middle class who are facing layoffs. And all they hear from the news is, oh, AIG, we're just spending too much money. And I think the fact that they're not supporting Obama and making these sweeping reforms is a huge disservice to the Democratic Party. I don't know what to do. I can never vote Republican, but I can't vote for these clowns again. I'm livid.
Now, I appreciate your predicament because I was in a similar one under the 8 years of the Bush debacle, where I really couldn't vote for the Republican Party because they had just so badly screwed things up. And so I understand what it's like to be abandoned by your party. And one of the big lessons we've learned is that the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, they aren't anything like what they were 20 years ago. They're not filled with intelligent, well-meaning people who serve the public. They're opportunistic windbags.
I agree, and I think President Obama represented the change that we all wanted, that the middle class wanted. But what happens is, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, is when the Republicans are in power, you know, they ratchet up the defense spending. You know, nobody cares about accountability for all the money that went to Halliburton or Blackwater or anything like that. But they ratchet up the spending. They leave us bankrupt. And then when we want to do programs like, I don't know, rebuild our bridges or invest in our schools, things that have been neglected for the last 20, 30 years, we have no money. And then Evan Bayh and his band of whatever decide that they're going to play into that. And I just want to encourage anybody who's listening, if they agree with me, to please write, call, whatever, to Senator Udall and Bennett. I even emailed the governor because he appointed Bennett. And I also wrote to my local congressperson, Jared Polis, because I'm just outraged.
Well, it does start with one voice, Betsy, and it does pay to be an activist. And Barack Obama proved that because now he has the most powerful voice of all. So, you know, you're right to get it out there. You're right to use the platforms of talk radio to try to shake other people into a sense of urgency that what's going on is wrong and that complacency is incorrect and that the present methodologies being taken by both parties, really, in my opinion, aren't aligned with what they represent and are supposed to represent. Betsy, thank you for your call.
Can I just make one last point?
Very quickly.
Please look at the details of the spending stimulus bill. I'm encouraging everybody to look at the details of where this money's going. And
thank you, Betsy. Five.
Thank you.
It's Jay Marvin. I'm Fred Ebert filling in on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here with a look at your traffic, John Turk.
Thank you, Fred. Accident, stall, and delay free around the Denver freeway systems right now. Made an early clearing for us. A really nice and quiet commute here in Denver. Not so much in the high country, though. We had some winter driving conditions. Had several accidents up there around Copper Mountain, Clear Creek, and Summit counties, both on accident alert. So do be careful traveling in and out of the mountains today. High wind advisories as well on I-25 between New Mexico State Line and Walsenburg. Again, on 76 just east of Fort Morgan to the Nebraska state line now. And we do have some chain loss in effect over Loveland Pass and eastbound over Vail Pass going back to the high country. Your forecast, rain and snow mixed, but not much accumulation. Just about an inch around the metro. It has tapered off this morning, but we do expect a little bit more this afternoon. It's also going to be
presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, icebergs.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a free credit report is just the tip of the iceberg. But often, there's no iceberg below the surface. Just a tip, bobbing about. So get Identity Guard. With superior protection tools and patented technologies, Identity Guard is a colossal identity theft protection iceberg. All this from the company that's protected over 20 million people. And that does not sound like something an iceberg tip could accomplish. So get Identity Guard and get real protection. Not just a free credit report tip.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault, a $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-626-69 now. That's 877-626-69. Or visit identityguard.com.
And heating. Visit the Slow online booths for Best Way Insulation, K&H Home Solutions, Heat Exchange, and Elite Sun Solutions at am760.net. Support like-minded businesses with like-minded goals.
Are you interested in a dietary intervention that may lower your blood pressure without any medications? Researchers at the University of Colorado at Boulder are currently seeking adults age 50 to 79 to participate in a clinical research study to learn how reducing salt in the diet improves function of your blood vessels. They're seeking individuals with moderately elevated blood pressure of 130 to 159 not on blood pressure medications. Benefits of participating in this study include a complete blood panel, body fat and bone mineral density measurements, as well as a physical exam and stress test. Compensation for your time and participation is available if you qualify. If you or someone you know is a non-smoker aged 50 to 79, has moderately elevated blood pressure and is not currently taking any prescription medications, researchers at University of Colorado at Boulder would like to talk to you. Please call Carrie at 303-735-6410 for more information and to see if you qualify. Again, that number is 303-735-6410. 303-735-6410.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and SafeLight Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his. He drove over a pothole a little fast and crack. He could have saved time and money with an Elite SafeLight repair. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, we can usually repair it without removing the windshield. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free. Yep, free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000. Takes care of everything with your insurer.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Donate to the MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on your Colorado income tax form. Your donation's anonymous. No gift is too small. Check off MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on the last page of your state tax form. Check a box, change a life. It's easy.
You are the manager. Maybe it's the dining room.
You're the chef, so it must be the food.
Guys, guys, guys!
Dex!
Dex, how much have you heard?
Well, I've been sitting on the shelf about 6 inches away, so...
Dex, our restaurant has so much food, yet we are starving.
We need customers.
You're in luck, because I happen to be this close to more customers than you can shake a lemon zester at. And that's just with my directories.
I don't know. I can shake my lemon zester a lot.
I bet you can. And when you add in the best online directory, DexKnows.com, you get even more.
More is très better.
What he said. Go on.
Oui. Plus, I can connect you to the largest, très powerful search site so everyone everywhere can find you online.
Dex, how can I thank you?
Can I get a higher shelf with a better view of the desserts?
Done.
Merci.
Dex has tons of new ways to help business owners reach more customers and reach the web. Call 1-800-339-1148 to see how Dex can help you find customers wherever they may be looking. Dex knows.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. I am filling in for Jay Marvin today on the Jay Marvin Show. He should be back tomorrow. It's 38 after the hour. I have another 22 minutes or so with you, and really has been a pleasure to be here and participate with Jay's audience. Even when you disagree, you're a great bunch, and I hope you'll come sample my show. It's on 850 KOA Sunday mornings from 8 to 10. It's called Stump the Professor. Our number 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. And we are talking about the current state of financial disrepair in which we find ourselves and what we might do to combat what is, and I guess there was a recent meeting of European finance ministers, and with rather ashen faces, one participant said that the estimate of the damage is could be upwards of $16 trillion, which is a figure that is
in the vicinity of the annual economic output of the European Union or the United States. So we're talking about bringing down major powers when we talk about a financial failure this large. And, you know, as I have been saying, and as our last caller agreed with me, Kevin, well, not our last caller, that was Betsy, but Kevin before her, agreed with me and in as many words that, you know, the trickle down doesn't work. It's trickle up. Buy the debt up from people. Negotiate with them. Don't own the companies that own the bad debt. Own the bad debt right at the basis source, right at the initial source, rather than, you know, put down paper towels when the floor leaks because there's a wet spot on the floor because the ceiling has a hole in it, but fix the ceiling. Let's go to George in Longmont. George, good morning, and welcome to the Jay Marvin Show.
Hi, Fred. Yeah, I just want to represent all the people that are renting, and I want to hear about solutions that will pay off everyone's mortgage. What's in it for people that are renting? And I'm an Obama supporter. And
okay, that's a great question, George. Do you hope to buy a home someday or no?
And I'm a previous homeowner. I'm renting right now with my family because of the transfer of my job, and I think prices are still a little high here in Colorado, and I'm a big fan of Noriel Rubini. I don't know if you know that economist. And some folks may be familiar with the Price-Shiller charts that indicated the large housing bubble that we're in right now. And
yeah. Well, briefly, George, what I'd say is in it for you is that when the time is right for you and your family, you will be able to find an affordable loan.
Right. But, you're talking about paying off everyone's mortgage that presently is in a house they bought earlier. Is that what you're saying?
I'm talking about rather than give money to the companies that own the mortgages, is buy up the mortgages, buy up the toxic debt. Okay. And the way you do that is to own the instrument and make the people that are in the houses pay you that money rather than a company that the way it's working now is they aren't loaning out any money. While they've been given hundreds of billions of dollars, they're unwilling to release the purse strings and loan money out. So the very thing that the government hoped to accomplish by purchasing, a toxic debt from the companies was to have them loan money. They're not doing it.
No, I agree.
Okay.
That's fine with me. And I'd like to see this go further and for the government to take over some of these companies and break them up and deal with the toxic waste and sell them back to the market, just like I believe Sweden did that. And
Done before. You know, that's happened in our economy before, and we've come in and bought companies, and there's been a lot of corporate welfare. It never works correctly to just give money or buy companies out of their trouble, because then when they're – I'm looking at the airline industry. I'm thinking of the airline industry right now and the 9/11 era insurance companies. When we bailed those companies out in a time of need, they didn't repay it when they were doing well. So they just kept all of the money, and we just gave corporate welfare away because they're so, you know, they're just so big, we can't allow them to fail. If I hear that one more time, I may have to pull my beard out hair by hair. So what's in it for all of us is the ability to once again find that there is a financial market out there to which we can go and get a fair loan. Thank you, George. I appreciate your question and your comments here on the Jay Marvin Show. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mike in Denver. Mike, thank you for calling AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hello.
Good morning.
Morning. How are you today? I enjoy your show.
Thank you, Mike.
Yes. I just called. Yes, the lady who called you earlier and was saying that about the infrastructure. money that has been given to reconstruct this country, which is the most beautiful country in the world. I've been here most of my life, my adult life. One thing I'm really concerned, first of all, I am actively involved in political system in this community around Denver, Aurora area. My concern is this, when they were ready to go to war in Iraq, illegal war, nobody, including Democrat and Republican, they did not stop the money. They opened a checkbook to George Bush to just wage war. Now, it came to this point where the President of the United States tried to rebuild this country, tried to provide jobs for people, tried to respect, actually, and do the right thing. And here are some Republicans and some Democrats complaining about how much money this man is incurring. The second thing is, I also just get so angry that these people have been stealing money from the Treasury for over 40 years, including Democrats and Republicans. And they're never concerned about the people of the United States.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of greed out there, Mike. Who are the people that you are earmarking for doing the theft? Is it the people at the corporations or government of which fiscal irresponsibility are you addressing?
The fiscal irresponsibility basically lies mostly on the Congress. That is, they know. They make the law. They create the law. Okay? And they knew these things have been going on. The point is, I've been here. I went to school here. I grew up here. I see these guys running for office. They spend $10 million for congressional seat that pay under $200 a year. Now, you know something is wrong somewhere. And then when they go in Congress, they don't check book balances. They just get this lobbyist. They make laws. They don't even think about the American people. But I hope, I pray that the American people will wake up and just go and read the newspaper, go on the Internet, and get involved. I know how these crooks have been running this place for more than 40 years, you know. And then Obama.
I think people are waking up to it, Mike. I'm very hopeful that people are looking quite scrutinizing carefully what's going on in Washington right now and looking for some efficacy, some sign that the money is being spent wisely and that the solution is correct. And they're, you know, as Obama says, he inherited it, but he's on the hook for it now. And I think that, you know, we're the seesaw is at a rather interesting point, and, you know, all eyes on Washington to see whether this time they play it right. Now, and I think if Obama, considers, one, what he has said he wants to do, which is to repair the infrastructure of the United States as part of his bailout to give people jobs and skills and start new small companies, that will be a huge first step. And I think if he buys up the toxic debt, bypassing the corporations like AIG and, the defunct Lehman Brothers and others, and Bank of America, if he bypasses those or temporarily buys them up and then, you know, restructures them and sells them off, I think we'll see that he's on the right track. But I think people are waking up to it, Mike.
Okay, that's great. And I enjoy your show, and you are a great man. And I hope you guys continue to do the job for the people that actually don't know. We all need to educate people to be aware of what's going on. The little you can do, it makes a difference. And I hope, I saw on TV this morning that people are organizing to go continue the campaign for people to be aware, to support Mr. Obama, the President of the United States, so we can make a difference in this country.
Well, thank you, Mike. I'm not sure I deserve all that wonderful praise, but I do agree with you on supporting the President and his current efforts. Thanks for your call, Mike, to the J. Marvin Show, AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to continue with your calls in just a moment. So if you're there in the queue, remain there, 303-713-7600. I will let you speak your piece here on Progressive Talk. But right now, with a look at your traffic, is John Turk.
Well, traffic's back into good shape around the city in the 50s and 60s on all the major highways around Denver and Boulder right now. No problems on the turnpike between the two. We do have some winter driving conditions up in the high country. Snowy, ice-packed road conditions on 70. Summit County and Clear Creek County, both on accident alert. Chain laws in effect over Loveland Pass and for eastbounders going over Vail Pass and commercial vehicles. Highway advisory on 76. east of Fort Morgan to the Nebraska state line. Same deal on 25 if you're traveling between the New Mexico state line and Walsenburg. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, windy and cold, rain and snow mixed. Should only get about an inch of the white stuff around the metro. Looks like we've wrapped that up this morning.
A message from Orbitz.
Hello. With Price Assurance, when another Orbitz customer books the same flight as you for less, we send you a check for the difference automatically. And it's not that fake kind of automatically where you have to mail in a bunch of forms. No, it's the real kind of automatically. You might say it happens automagically. You can use that if you want.
Visit Orbitz.com today. Same flight, meet same dates, times, airlines, restrictions on tickets purchased after you booked. $250 maximum refund.
The tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10 Till 2. 10 Till 2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced college-educated part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 Till 2. The time is now.
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says rivet?
GoGreenFurnace.com?
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com.
Owned and operated. And they care about the community that they do business in. They're big supporters of AM 760 and have been big supporters of my show. And I thank them for that. And I think you should patronize people locally who do spend their hard-earned money to advertise. Second of all, they have the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned vehicles in all of Colorado. These things are great. The selection is great. And you're bound to find something that you like. Plus, you get more bang for your auto buck. You know, you can buy a new car. Oh, it smells great and all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rocky's Auto's open Monday through Saturday, 9 until 9 in the evening. And drop by and see any of my friends at Rocky's. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. That's Rocky's Auto's at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his. He drove over a pothole a little fast and crack. He could have saved time and money with an Elite Safelite repair. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, we can usually repair it without removing the windshield. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free. Yep, free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000. Takes care of everything with your insurer.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
Hi, this is Rihanna, and you've probably heard my music on the radio lately. Do you know there's a great new website called RateTheMusic.com where you get to hear and rate all kinds of great new music before anyone else? And it's absolutely free. Log on to RateTheMusic.com today. When you do, you'll be letting radio stations all over America know exactly what you want to hear on the radio. And you'll be sending the message to top record label executives too. Now you have a choice in the music business. It's called RateTheMusic.com.
AM 760, it's Progressive Talk in Denver. It's the Jay Marvin Show. Jay will be back tomorrow. It is about 7 minutes to the top of the hour. And Ed Schultz at 10 is next here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The number 303-713-7600. And let's go to Cole in Erie. Good morning, Cole. You're on the Jay Marvin Show with Fred Ebert.
Yeah, good morning, Fred. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to make a quick comment on the 60-minute interview last night.
Sure.
I noticed two things that I've been seeing happen. One thing that I've noticed with some of these reporters is it seems like they're making statements when they ask a question. So,
Great point.
When he asked President Obama, are you being a little punch drunk? What he was really saying is, I think you're being punch drunk. And, of course, Obama downplayed that. And then the whole thing where they were criticizing him for just smiling a little bit during the interview.
Oh, yeah, when he said, why are you laughing, right?
He's not taking it seriously enough. It just sent me through the roof. I just couldn't believe
Yeah, but didn't Obama handle that really well? Because he came back and said, well, a little gallows humor.
He handled it. I mean, he is so eloquent and so brilliant with the way he speaks that he's always coming back. But here we have a president who's actually willing to talk to the press. I remember one interview that President Bush did with Bill O'Reilly. And that's it. And since Obama's been in office, I keep seeing him. He's putting himself on the line, in the public eye. And for these supposed professional interviewers to veil their questions when they're really making comments, and then now this punch drunk comment, it's circulating all over the blogs, and they're treating it like it's a new speaking point and a new thing to call Obama. And it's a distraction. And I won't watch 60 Minutes again. I thought it was just disappointing when he did that. But yeah, he handled it well.
Well, remember, 60 Minutes is nothing more than an entertainment magazine. It has no footing in legitimate news. It is not a place where reporters, you know, go to unearth the news. It's on a par with, you know, Hollywood Now. You know,
yeah, I know, but a lot of people still watch it, and, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people do kind of consider it a news source, I think.
Why do people consider 60 Minutes news? I don't know. I was sitting at my desk the other day watching an old 60 Minutes, and I said, this isn't good TV at all. I'm Andy Rooney. Yeah, I don't get it. I don't know. But I don't know why people trust it either, because it gives the illusion with the ticking clock that it's relevant and now, and that it's digging the, you know, into the deep questions, and it's just stocked full of people in their late 90s, right? So you say, oh my goodness, you know, this must be good news because all of the newsmen, you know, in their late 90s are on here, so it's got to be really happening.
Yeah, exactly. The only other point I was going to make too is when he kept attacking Obama on, you know, is it constitutional for them to tax the bonuses? Or is it a way to get at a certain segment of the population? I just think that's a ridiculous argument. And again, I mean, we're talking about a relatively low figure compared to the $8 billion that is still unaccounted for that went on with the war in Iraq, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it just seems like it's more smoke and mirrors.
Well, of course it is, Cole. It's a Hollywood news magazine looking to find a soundbite so they can make themselves, you know, into something that they're not, which is a you know, some kind of editorial news organization. Thanks, Cole. Appreciate your call. Let's go to Sam in Denver. Sam, we've got about a minute, but it's yours.
Hey, how's it going? I know we don't have a lot of time, so I'm gonna go fast here. The way you guys were talking about earlier, the trickle up.
Yes.
What we need to do is that sounds good, but a lot of people don't have jobs, and they're probably doing their unemployment thing. They don't want to release that because if they go out and get a part-time job with their mortgages where they're at now, they can't really. It defeats the purpose in a sense. But what I want to do is for them to consolidate a lot of these bad credits and the, you know, parts that comes along with having a mortgage, consolidate into your mortgage. Let the homeowners continue to pay their mortgages. I mean, we don't want to get out of not paying our mortgages, but it's all this other outstanding things where they want you to go through debt consolidation and all this. You're still posing a bill on yourself. Why don't they incorporate that into our mortgage?
I agree. That's certainly a valid solution. Listen, thank you very much for your call. What a pleasure it was to fill in for Jay Marvin. My name is Fred Ebert, Sunday mornings 8 to 10. And this is KKZN. I want to thank John Turk. You're listening to KKZN Denver.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-452-1630. That's 800-452-1630.